Did I tell you that I watched the Kung Pao again?
Under the Fist, yeah.
Is that the one with the...
It's so bad.
Is that the one with the...
It's so bad, it's great.
No,
is that the three-boobed woman or the one-boobed woman?
The one-boobed.
One-boob.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wasn't there another movie with a three-boobed woman?
Yes.
Or am I just...
That's the porn you watch.
No, that's...
That's what it was.
No, that's Total Recall.
Total Recall. Okay, I don't...
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I don't recall.
Oh, yes. Ba-dum-tsh.
Yeah, it's a really bad movie. It's, like, really bad. Like, I watched the whole thing just to get to the part. That's good enough! That'll be $4, baby!
I'm disappointed.
You want fries with that?
Disappointed!
Yeah.
But that's the best line ever in history.
Yes.
Is it the movie where a baby rolls down a hill for, like, five minutes straight?
Yes.
Okay, that's pretty. That's okay. That part's all right.
That's actually one of the first scenes.
That's
yeah.
the very
yeah, that's
beginning.
All I, that and the one boob lady are the only things I remember from that movie.
Yeah, you're thinking about the three boob lady in
the
your
three,
dreams.
Yeah, it's just...
No, that's Total Recall. Three total.
I've never seen that movie, so...
Well, that's what you're thinking of. That's the only only movie I know where
it's
three boobs.
It's porn.
Unless, yeah. Is there Mass Effect porn
I
that we
can neither
know about?
Confirm nor deny.
Pleading okay. the fifth automatically means guilty.
Yeah.
You know that, right?
But in all honesty, I've never seen any porn with three boobed woman.
Well, there's always a first time for everything.
I can look
yeah.
it up, but
there you go.
We got a show to record.
You've tuned into the Crispy Noodle Podcast.
Do you realize what you've done?
With Rich Lee Big.
Aren't you hip to the rap music?
And Michael Costanzo.
The internet was speaking to me in tongues.
Unplanned, unscripted, and slightly unhinged.
Good times, noodle salad.
The point is, you now have the ability to be happy.
And now, here's Rich and Mike on the Crispy Noodle Podcast.
Woo! Yeah! How you guys doing?
What's up, everybody?
It's time for this week's episode of the Crispy Noodle Podcast. Let us be the crispy noodle in your vegetarian salad of life and boring news. Folks, it's our job to give you the most interesting bits in the world of sports, entertainment, odd news, and whatever else we happen to stumble across. Isn't that right, Mike?
That's right. We bring it to you with our unique sense of humor and wackiness. You never know what you're going to get here on the Crispy Noodle Podcast.
That's right. We have some topics prepared for you that we'll discuss in the news realm of sports, entertainment, and odd news. But before we get to all of the news this week, there's something that we have to address, the big elephant in the room.
Uh-oh.
If you know anything about numbers, you'll know that if you did your counting right, last week was episode 299, which means that this episode is officially our 300th episode.
Mamma mia! Yeah.
Guy,
I think he's an Indian.
Right,
Sajar. Yeah, so wow. 300.
I know that is a very large number.
Yes,
it's a very large number.
Very eloquently put, Mike.
Yeah, it's crazy. I love these big milestones. Just to look back and see how far we've come and everything we've done and everything we still have to do.
Oh, yeah. This doesn't mean the end by a long shot. No,
oh, no.
We will still keep going on the Crispy Noodle Podcast for another 300 episodes.
That's right. We're never going to stop.
Yes.
You're never going to stop The Simpsons. Oh, wait. No, that's not us.
No, that's not us. We're Crispy Noodle.
That's right.
Okay.
I forget sometimes.
That's fine. But anyway, so yeah, it's a momentous occasion, 300 episodes. It's interesting to put that into perspective. You know, we've been doing this podcast now for 6 years.
Yep.
We've seen the Eagles win a Super Bowl.
I know.
It's been a very interesting run so far.
It has been.
What are some of your favorite moments that we've done here on the podcast?
Well, I mean, obviously the Super Bowl has got to be chief amongst them.
Yeah.
But, you know, we've had so many great moments just off the top of my head, like the live show was a big moment. I always enjoy covering, when we used to cover the Too Many Games convention.
Yeah.
That was always a lot of fun. Every time we do a special, you know, one of the ones that always jumps out to mind is I think it's the 99 and a half episode. Do you remember that one specifically?
The 99 and what exactly think, was that?
There was one episode where we did the show out of order. Do you remember that one?
Oh, that's right. And we selected it at random.
The 99.5th episode.
That's right. We did
We did it out of order. We picked it out of a hat because we weren't ready for the 100th episode.
Yeah, we needed a buffer.
We're like, what are we going to do? And so we came up with a 99 and a half episode.
Yeah, so we had the topics that we wanted to talk about, and we put them all in a hat.
Right.
And so instead of our usual sports sampler, entertainment, entree, and odd news, we just went by the pick of the hat, whatever. Yeah.
And I remember you researched a possible reason for this, and it was some bizarre thing like national, like hell worshipping day in like Norway or some crazy Scandinavian thing.
It was like the longest country I could find.
Yeah,
Chechistan or something.
Independence Day. It was something really bizarre.
Yeah,
I remember that. Somebody find out what it was and let me know. I can't remember. That's how many episodes we've done.
It's deep in our archives.
Yeah, all the special guests we've had over the years, all the games we've played with those guests.
Mm-hmm.
So much fun. What about you, Rich? What are some of your favorite moments?
My favorite moments, and we're lucky enough to get this on video was. The playing Pyramid with your dad.
That was hilarious. That was great.
I still go back to that video and just rewatch it.
Oh my God. Is that the one where he tries to get me to guess a color?
Yeah. And he goes, it's your favorite color, 7?
Yeah. I was like, what?
What the hell?
I was so confused.
We all were.
Yeah.
Your dad should never play any sort of game show where he has to describe objects.
Speaking of my dad, one of the other... This is actually probably the fans' favorite moment. If you ask anybody that listens to the podcast, I know because people have said, the best part is your dad and the sausages clip.
Oh, yeah. That's infamous.
No sausages. No sausages. No. No sausages. Sausages!
It's like 300 episodes, and the only thing my Canadian cousins care about, and the only thing that my cousins here care about are my dad doing the sausage clip.
Yes.
You know, everybody, I don't know about you, maybe it's different for you, but everybody that talks to me about the show is like, oh my God, your dad is so funny. I'm like, but what about me? Yeah. No, my dad.
Mike, you're not funny. No, your dad is.
No sausages. No sausages. No. No sausages. Sausages!
Yeah.
Yeah, so obviously that's a highlight. I remember that day distinctly because... You were speechless.
Yeah, I really was.
I was dying. I was pounding my fist on the table. I was laughing so hard.
I'm like, how do I close out the show when Frank Costanza goes on a rant about sausages? You know, it was just perfect.
Oh, my God. But there's been so many moments like that. We've lost power during shows.
That's right. That was a first. We never had that happen.
We've had scary lightning strikes that completely grind the show to a halt. We've had just weird random stuff. My mom filling the dishwasher, making noises over there.
Oh, and she'll come randomly and
charge in and tell us how we're wrong about something. Yeah. You know, my brother running in and burping and farting in front of the mics. It's just, it's the type of stuff.
But does this bring back memories? That's a real live one from Bruno, our associate producer.
But it's that type of stuff you get when you record in a kitchen.
Yeah.
You know, the other podcasts don't get.
No, we...
Other podcasts have shine and polish. We have the sound of running water in the background and the train coming through Ambler and people farting and burping. This is real life, okay? We're not a museum. This is reality.
Right. Our headquarters is the kitchen studio.
That's right.
We make no qualms about that.
No, we wear it loud and proud on our sleeves.
That's right.
But,
The only time we ever did it different was the Philly Podcast Festival.
Yeah, it was the live show.
That was the first time we left the confines of the studio kitchen.
Yeah.
So
I wouldn't even know what to do if we had an actual recording studio. Like, it's too quiet in here.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not looking into the other room watching people do weird stuff.
This is stupid. Soundproof.
Yeah. Soundproof. What's that? But
we must have sound at all times.
Exactly. Exactly. The quietness disturbs us. But there's so many good moments. Yeah, we can't even begin to list them all.
Yeah.
Because we'd be here for 300 more episodes just listing all the great moments.
Yeah. And, of course, everything in, the odd news is just...
Oh, my God.
Everything that we've learned in the last 300 episodes of just weird odd news in Florida.
I still remember one of the first odd... Because the whole story is that I'm new to podcasting.
You remember your first one.
I remember... Everybody remembers their first one. But in case people don't know, Rich had been doing podcasting and Odd News specifically on his college podcast.
Yes.
The Rich and Doobie Show.
Yes,
which
thank
was
you.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
I was definitely a listener of that. I was new to podcasting when we started this. I knew nothing. Less than nothing. And the first Odd News story, you're reading it. And I don't know what I'm supposed to do. You know, because it's my first time podcasting, and now you're just reading a random story, and I'm just supposed to react to it on the fly. And you're talking about how people stole a jukebox, I think it was.
Oh.
And they put it in the back of a truck. And you're reading the story, and they go, and the police still haven't found the truck. And it was at that moment where it clicked for me with the Odd News. Like, it's not only the criminals who are dumb, but it's literally everyone in the entire story who is dumb. Because
associated in the story.
In my mind, I'm like, you're looking for a truck with an enormous jukebox in the back of it.
Yes.
How can you not find that truck?
With the jukebox.
With
the flatbed.
So, yeah, it was that moment, and I think we have a clip of that somewhere.
Yes. Yeah, we made it into a promo.
And
we'll play
it. It was the first promo. We'll play it.
We'll play it during one of the breaks.
And that was one of my first authentic reactions of, I can't believe what I'm hearing. And that, like, sold me on the segment for the next 299 episodes.
And there you go. Here you are, 300 episodes later, and we're still dealing with ridiculous stuff that happens.
It still surprises me.
Yes.
And we have some surprises in the Odd News later in the show. This episode.
Yes.
Fun stuff.
We're going to do the Odd News, but in a little bit of a different way.
Yeah.
To match a viral meme that's happening and our 300th episode. So stay tuned for the Odd News. But before we delve into all of the news, anything else you want to mention before we officially dive into this week's news?
Because
we still want to do a regular show. We got news that we got to talk about. But, it is the 300 episode, so we'll throw a little bit of a leeway in here if you want to mention anything else.
I'm okay for now.
Okay.
I don't have anything else other than it's been a blast for 300 episodes. And every single one of them has been amazing, in my opinion. Rich, what about you?
I would just like to add, I want to thank everybody that's been listening, whether this is your first episode or if this is your 300th episode that you've followed along with us for the ride. We've been lucky. We've been able to do a lot of things with this podcast. Sometimes I'm still a little shocked that like we have like an official like logo.
Yeah.
I look at some other podcasts, that like are just starting up and like, it happens like your first couple of episodes, you don't know what exactly you want to do and you don't know the direction you're going and you don't really have like a brand or everything. But like, for us, we had the Crispy Noodle name, but we didn't really know how exactly we were going to, like,
the look
push
it
out.
The brand of
and,
it.
And, we've had people, tell us, what to do. We've had Marie send us artwork.
Yeah.
And now we have an official logo. We have T-shirts.
Yeah.
Like, it's
yeah, we have
like that.
I have T-shirts of the podcast.
Right.
That's bizarre.
Right.
And coasters and stickers.
Yeah.
It's like,
it's weird to think of like
people are listening, like, where's our merchandise?
Well, if you want to ask us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram if you want some swag. We got some leftovers.
Yeah, we do.
But it's weird to think like we actually have actual things that other shows have that have like a huge budget and huge marketing.
We're just making it happen.
Yeah, we literally are just hanging out on a Tuesday night talking about things.
Right.
And the only reason why it's gotten to this point is not only because we love to do the podcast, but also you guys listen. So it really drives the motivation to make the best show that we can every week and to make those nice little things that we get to do whenever we go out and about, whether it's the stickers or the T-shirts. And hopefully we keep going out,
Yeah.
And I would like to do more live shows in the future, and I want this to keep going. So I want to thank everybody that has supported us throughout the years.
Wow, really well said, Rich.
Thank you.
I thanked myself. You thanked the fans. I think that's I think that sums up how we view the podcast.
Yes.
Praise the glorious leader.
Praise the glorious leader, Mike.
Praise the glorious leader.
But I echo Rich's sentiments.
There you go. Excellent.
Praise the glorious leader.
There you go. That's also a relatively deep dive, too.
That is a super deep dive.
That was from when we
That's
were talking
when we covered
about,
weekly Kim Jong-un.
Kim Jong-un was, yeah, in
we
the
We covered
news.
Him weekly at one point, Rich.
Praise the glorious leader.
Yeah, there you go. So if North Korea ever takes over, we're A-OK because Mike's got the appropriate theme song.
Praise the glorious leader.
God.
All right.
Enough waxing nostalgic.
Yeah, that's
we
right.
We need to get to actual news, Rich.
Right, we're going to go from the past, and now we got to go to the present, because we have news to talk about. First batch revolves around the sports world. Let's go into the sports sampler.
So you're not good at sports. It's a very small part of life.
Sports, 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 sports.
In your face! Ha ha!
Oh, yeah, sports coming at you in your face in this first part of the show. And we've got a couple topics we're going to hit in 2 minutes or less. We call it the two-minute drill. You ready, Mike?
I'm ready.
All right. And the clock is now armed. 2 minutes. What do you have?
All right. Well, this week in the two-minute drill, we have some NFL retirement news. Two big-name players recently announced their retirements. Former Eagles and Chiefs wide receiver Jeremy Maclin is retiring after 9 seasons. This is sad news for Eagles fans. Maclin, of course, had a few very good years with the Eagles before signing with the Kansas City Chiefs and then the Baltimore Ravens. During his career, he was considered an unsung talent, being selected only to only one Pro Bowl, but placing twice in the NFL Top 100 players list. Now, his retirement would have been pretty big news if not for this next one. He was completely overshadowed by another bigger retirement. New England Patriots prolific tight end Rob Gronkowski announced he is retiring after 9 seasons as well. Rob Gronkowski has flirted with the idea of retiring the past few seasons, often citing health reasons. He's no stranger to injuries. He missed a significant amount of time in many seasons and only appeared in about 79% of all games played by the Patriots. Despite that, Gronk helped the team win 3 Super Bowls and was named to multiple Pro Bowls and All-Pro teams. He has more records than we have time to list.
And not to mention, his last catch helped the Patriots win their 6th Super Bowl.
Yeah, Rich, what do you think about these retirements? It's sort of like an end of an era, kind of.
Yeah, Jeremy Maclin is huge for Philadelphia. He was always a great player to root for. Gronk is a personal favorite in my heart because he helped my fantasy team get to so many postseasons.
Yeah, you're going to have to change your fantasy football drafting strategy now.
Yeah, a little bit.
Can't keep taking Rob Gronkowski in the second round.
Right. Hey, no, not in the second, but it would fall to me. You know, I would take it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, those two are really big retirements in the NFL world.
Yeah, and at least the Patriots will certainly be feeling it. But we're not done with New England just yet because we have an update. New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft has officially pled not guilty to charges of solicitation.
Not guilty!
Yeah, so he's pleading not guilty. Remember, all he had to do was say that he would have been found guilty and they would have dropped the charges. But this adds a little wrinkle to it. He's saying he's not guilty. He also denies that he's committed a crime. He issued an apology for disappointing family, friends, fans, and the Patriots organization. He's also planning to release further statements at a later time and is currently working on a motion to suppress the supposed video evidence of him entering the massage parlor. This is pretty ugly for the Patriots organization, who's usually runs a pretty tight ship up there. You know what I mean? Not a good look for them.
Yeah, but it's you know, I really can't believe Robert Kraft's going to try and fight this. I mean, maybe he really didn't do this. Maybe he thinks
they have supposed video evidence, but if he gets this motion to suppress it, they pretty much have nothing.
Hmm.
So I'm not a lawyer, but if they throw out the video evidence, I don't know what else they have. Unless they get witness evidence, but
yeah, do you usually get eyewitnesses?
Usually in cases like this, people don't like to come forward because of the nature of what happened, you know?
Yeah, so either way, there's some reason why Robert Kraft is pleading not guilty. He thinks he can beat the charges.
Well, good luck to him, I guess.
Yeah.
But we'll see how that goes. We'll keep you guys updated because I'm sure it's going to be a messy legal battle. But speaking of Robert Kraft and NFL owners, that leads us to our first big topic. The NFL owners meeting is happening this week, and recently the owners voted to change a couple of rules for the upcoming NFL season, and these are pretty big. Really changes the way that teams and coaches approach specific situations. So first up, one that I found really interesting is they voted to change the penalty enforcement timing for personal fouls and unsportsmanlike conduct penalties on scoring plays. So previously, when there was a personal foul or unsportsmanlike conduct penalty on a scoring play, the penalty would be enforced on the kickoff. The kicking team would be backed up 15 yards. So the thinking is that the receiving team will get the ball a little bit, you know, further down the field. Now, however, coaches can decide to do that like normal or enforce the penalty on the extra point, which was essentially make it a 17-yard two-point conversion or a 48-yard field goal for one extra point. What do you think about that? Does this change the strategy of penalties around scoring plays?
It may.
Are we going to see a lot more two-point conversions?
I don't know if we're going to see more two-point conversions because a 17-yard two-point conversion is still pretty tough to,
that is tough
to pull off. I mean, the defense actually – that's actually a pretty good spot for the defense because that's like – you know, first off, it's only one play that you get a chance to convert on.
Right.
17 yards is a lot to convert on. And the defense is still okay because, you know, they don't have that much to guard in terms of the actual space of
right.
the playing area from this from the 17-yard line from the 17-yard line to the back of the end zone.
Right.
So, actually, I don't think there's going to be more two-point conversions being called on this. But making the point after attempt for the kicker 48 yards now.
Yeah.
You're going to see a lot more missed point afters.
Yeah, I was going to say, we might not see more two-point conversions, but I think we'll see a lot more games decided by 1 point.
Yeah.
Because the success rate of 48-yard field goals in the 40-yard range, is about 78%. It's like hovering around like 75, 78%.
You're going to need these diva athletes, you know, the Antonio Browns,
right?
Those guys, they need to be kept in line now because if they score a touchdown and then
excessive celebration, unsportsmanlike conduct,
start rubbing it in somebody's face. There you go, the yellow flag's going to go up, and then the opposing coach is going to be like, put it on the conversion attempt.
Yeah, and I mean 78% is still now, good, but it's still
now you're star player is scoring you 6 but costing you 1.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's a good way of putting it.
Yeah.
It just adds a lot of very interesting wrinkles. You know, what happens if the personal foul was like roughing the kicker? Do you send him back out to make a 48-yarder? You know, there's a lot of weird circumstances that can happen around this.
Yeah. So I think just the bigger issue is going to be you're probably going to see more point after touchdowns being missed.
Yeah, definitely. Know? A lot more close games decided by one or 2 points,
yeah.
It seems. The other big change, though, and this one is a doozy, and it literally came out right before we were about to start recording. The owners have voted to allow replay reviews of offensive and defensive pass interference calls and non-calls. Is this opening Pandora's box?
Well,
because I've never seen a situation where they can throw a flag and say, I want to challenge that non-call. I think there was a call where you said there was no call.
But that's only for pass interference, though, right?
Yes.
You can't be like holding because holding happens every play.
I'll say this. There was originally a proposal for them to be review roughing the passer as well. So that the original proposal was to review pass interference and roughing the passer, and then they changed it to just pass interference. So it seems like they are trending in that direction where they want to challenge penalties, period.
Mm-hmm. Well,
is this the start of something dangerous, or is it just – or do you think the limit on challenges will keep it in check?
Yeah. I think the two big things are – The non-call thing is only on the pass interference.
Yes. Yes. So far. I'm putting my tinfoil hat on.
So far. So that's fine as far as I'm concerned. And then, yeah, the other thing is coaches still only get 2 challenges.
Yes.
Only a third one if the 2 are successful.
Yes.
So it is still kind of a little hesitation to throw that challenge flag. Because if you miss the first challenge, then you only have one challenge for the entire rest of the game.
Right.
And who knows what can happen.
Right.
You don't, you know, worst case scenario is you burn through your challenges too fast and then something really goes wrong in the second half.
Right. And the other big thing about this is, obviously, people who have been following this know that this push came after the NFC Championship game where there was that really blatant pass interference that didn't get called.
Yeah.
But we looked into it, and that happened within the last 2 minutes, which, guess what? Under the new rule, they wouldn't be able to challenge anyway.
Right. The Saints wouldn't be able to challenge.
It would have to come from the booth.
Right. It would have to come from New York.
But this is what worries me. Is every single pass interference call and non-call going to be reviewed in 2 minutes?
I don't know.
Think about how many reviews there could be.
Oh, you mean from New York?
From New York.
I mean...
Like, how scared are they of costing another game where they just overdo it and any sort of bit of contact,
well,
they start reviewing?
I'll tell you what. You will figure out what the right amount of reviewing is.
In 2019, we're going to see the same spike in that we saw in the roughing the passer in 2018.
Oh, yeah, with the horrible calls and everything like that.
The first quarter of the season, it's going to be like nonstop reviews in the last 2 minutes. Watch.
Either that or the NFL is going to figure out like what's the appropriate amount. Like the first week is going to be shaky.
Yeah.
There's going to be a game some point, probably most of the games or something, where it's going to seem like it's too long. And then you're going to have a backlash of people going like, oh my gosh, they're reviewing every freaking play. This is too long.
Yeah. It will course correct, I think.
Right. That's what I'm trying to get at.
But in 2018, where we saw a huge spike in roughing the passer, right? We're going to see, I think, at least somewhat of a spike in final 2 minute reviews.
Yeah. So, do you think this is actually justified though? Because here's the thing, the pass interference
this
penalty
is so tricky.
Is so subjective.
It really is.
You know?
It really is.
I mean, they try to do the guideline of the whole block. You're trying to defend the pass, not the receiver.
Right.
But still, that still, you know, is a gray area.
I mean, defending the receiver is kind of defending the pass, too. Like, there's a lot of subjectivity to it. There's a lot of subjectivity to, is his hand on him, or is the hand turning him, or is the hand pulling him? You know, when you get into the nitty-gritty of it, when you're looking at these pass interference calls, the things they always look for are, like, the pulling of a jersey or an arm or a hand, or if the receiver's motion or body is turned or influenced in some way by the defender. There's a lot of gray area there. Doesn't
it also
like
goes the other way around too?
It does. It does.
Because there's offensive,
right? Right. And what is incidental contact and what is interference? You know, could the pass have been caught or was it uncatchable? That's why I think that being able to challenge penalties is inherently a dangerous concept for no other reason than you're trying to place so much objectivity into something that is so subjective. And they're trying to eliminate any sort of human fallibility from the game. If that's the case, then they should just review every single play. Because every single play is going to have holding. Every single play is going to have somebody stepping on somebody's ankle. You know, unsportsmanlike conduct. You can't eliminate all human fallibility. It's the nature. I feel like I'm a baseball fan now. It's part of the game.
There you go. He's turning into a baseball fan.
God, just shoot me now.
Hey, opening day. God. Opening day's today.
I
woo!
Know.
Yeah!
That's not like, well, Bryce Harper, it's going to be exciting. But so anyway, that's my answer, is that I think it's an inherently dangerous prospect. I think right now it's okay, and I think that the liminal challenges will keep it in check, but it's just something about it just doesn't sit right with me. What about you?
I agree. I also, this might seem a little petty, I just don't like where this is coming from.
Oh, Sean Payton? The guy's a douche.
It's coming from Sean Payton and all those crybaby, whiny fans. I hate to say it, Saints. You guys are crybaby, whiny fans.
Yeah.
All right? The game was 3 months ago.
Play a better game.
Yeah.
Do you know how many games do you know how many NFC Championship games the Eagles lost? What about that one time that McNabb had his ribs broken? He was laying on the ground after the play, and some guy just flies in and crushes him. Can we go back and be angry about that and get them to review that? What about all the blatant pass? We're going to talk about pass interference. They changed the 5-yard bump rule because of that Panthers NFC Championship game. You remember that?
Yeah.
So don't give me this BS, our game was affected. Get out of here.
If you were that dominant of a team, you should have won it earlier in the three quarters.
Exactly. If you're the best of the best in every aspect of the game and, you know, you're this highfalutin offense and everything, then you should have put the game away. Because the Rams didn't look impressive and they looked even worse in the actual Super Bowl. So I don't want to hear any excuses about how one play cost you the game.
Let's hear what Kamara has to say. You know, he's probably going to say something else.
Yeah.
We should have won the Super Bowl. Well, guess what? Shoulda, coulda, woulda. You didn't.
Right. Not like the 2017 Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah. Just take that. So I don't like where this is, you know, specifically coming from, you know?
I agree there.
This is all kind of a big backlash from that NFC Championship game and the blown call, so... to me, it's like, was pass interference really this bad of an issue that there needed to be a review of it? I think it's debatable. But in terms of being correct, I can see where this is coming from.
Okay.
Still, though, screw the Saints. Screw the Saints fans.
Yeah, they're
too much.
That's the real lesson here.
And Sean Payton, he's still a horrible coach. I don't know why he's still coaching.
It makes me so mad, Rich.
He took out my boy Brett Favre, so I don't like him. all right, now.
So mad.
Yes.
Mad. Rich, yes. What else is mad?
March Madness.
There you go.
Yes. So normally I would play all the screaming clips and everything, but I got to say, for this being March Madness, the opening round was kind of like this.
It was basketball, right?
No, because no, basketball's fun, but mostly because. There really wasn't that many upsets, so unfortunately, that actually means you got to give props to the NCAA Basketball Selection Committee. They did a really good job.
They picked them right.
Pegging, you know, where these teams were needed to be seeded throughout the course of the tournament. This is a rare occasion. All number one, all number two, and all number three seeds all were able to advance to the Sweet 16.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So, for those that picked their March Madness brackets in the chalk fashion, which is being more really conservative and going with the seeding numbers,
right?
You guys are winning right now.
Wow!
Because all these top seeds are making their way through the tournament, and
that is justifying
the decisions made by the selection committee.
That is boring and upsetting because it's like on the one hand. As you said, they did a good job picking
them. Yeah, I mean,
they're supposed to be.
Right. It's one of those things where it's a double-edged sword.
Right.
Because it's like, if this happens, you're like, the selection committee did their job properly. But then you're like, oh, there's not enough fun.
Right.
This is boring.
Well, the selection committee should change things up every once in a while.
But then if you go the other way, like last year, and Virginia was the top number one seed, and they go around the first round, you're like, these selection committee guys, they get this. They don't know what they're doing. This is horrible. But then at the same time, you're like, oh, my God, all these underdog teams are winning.
Damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Yeah, it really is a double-edged sword. You can't really play that one outright.
Yeah. Still, though, it is a little disappointing that it's like only the – this is going to sound stupid, but only the best teams left.
Yeah.
There's no underdog to cheer for is what I'm saying.
There's only really one to root for, and that is 12-seed Oregon. Who actually have been winning in dominating fashion so far. They trounced the fifth seed Wisconsin in their bracket. And then they got really lucky because in the mini bracket that they were in, they faced off against another underdog, 13-seed Irvine of University of California. So they got lucky. Like, it was like two underdogs happened in that mini part of that bracket.
Right.
So you had a 12 seed versus a 13 seed.
Wow.
So that instantly sent them right to the Sweet 16.
Nice. So there you go. 12-seeded Oregon. That's who everybody should cheer for.
Yeah, because that's it. Everybody else is a top seed. So, it's odd. It's like we're complaining about it, but it does mean that the best of the best.
It means that the system is working and that it was... You're seeing the best teams.
Right.
Isn't that what you want to see, the best teams?
Exactly.
It's bizarro world.
Right. Yeah. Like it sounds like we're critiquing it, but in actuality, we're giving props to the selection committee.
Yeah.
They did the best job they could. All number one, all number two, and all number three seeds all advanced to the Sweet 16. And then I love this on a funny note. You always got to see the headline after that first week of games because everybody's bracket gets busted in some way, shape, or form. But we can verify, because of online brackets, we can verify that one lucky person, as of right now, still has a perfect bracket.
That's really impressive.
This dude still has every single pick correct from the opening weekend. That includes the round of 32 and the whittling down to Sweet 16.
Wow.
And that is 40-year-old neuropsychologist Greg Nigel of Ohio. He has the only perfect verifiable online bracket left. And for those that are wondering who he has going all the way, he has number one seed Gonzaga winning the tournament over number two seed Kentucky.
So place your bets now, because this dude is apparently so good of a neuropsychologist, he is able to predict the future.
Somehow that worked.
How difficult is it to predict a bracket like this? I mean, you're taking a field of 64 and whittling it down to 16, and you have it perfect so far?
Yeah.
I can't even begin to imagine the probability of that.
The probability of picking a perfect bracket is in the billions. It cannot happen.
And he's
to quote Sam Ace Rothstein in Casino, the probability is in the billions. It cannot happen. It would not happen, you Momo. I love that scene. He critiques the dumb manager that allows three jackpots to go off.
Oof.
You remember that? Do you remember that scene?
Vaguely.
Yeah,
it's been a while.
He just freaks out on this manager. He's just like, three jackpots going off? The probability's in the billions. It cannot happen. It would not happen, you Momo.
Well, this Greg Nigel is definitely not a Momo. He is, I don't even know.
Yeah, he's just very smart.
I hope he has money on riding on this, because he could win some.
Well, yeah, I mean, he has the best start that anybody else could possibly have.
Yeah,
so.
Really.
So, congratulations to Mr. Nigel, and we'll see if his predictions still keep coming true. Would that be something if you could actually do it?
Oh my God, that would be wild.
I think too. There's like a weird, I think you win like $5 million or something if you actually do.
You know
a
what?
Perfect bracket, but it's impossible.
I said there were no underdogs, but I stand corrected. This Greg Nigel of Ohio, he is the underdog.
He's the underdog. Yeah,
he is the 4 billionth seeded Greg Nigel of Ohio. Cheer for him.
Yes,
in March
and his
Madness.
Picks.
Yeah.
Because, man, maybe one day we have a perfect bracket. But there you go. With that will wrap up the sports sampler. Don't go anywhere, though, because coming next, we got the entertainment entree, and we have a special guest joining us. Melissa Nenna is coming by to help us celebrate 300 episodes. And then the non-fortune cookie odd news. We got a lot of shows still to come. We'll be right back.
The crispy noodle, always crunchy.
And now, a secret transmission from the crispy noodle.
Police believe the two young men broke into a Hooters and thought the jukebox was an ATM machine.
Oh, they're so dumb.
The incident occurred at 4 a.m. Tuesday morning, and police have the surveillance footage, which shows the dumb thieves stealing their musical booty.
And they got back to their place, they plugged it in, and they said, oh, there's oh. No, this is not an ATM.
Where's the money?
What is this magical device?
Are these CDs money?
Are these like enormous poker chips?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, how dumb do you have to be? Can I get five records for a dollar? I'm sorry, I can't believe it. That's like picking up an oven and it was like, oh, I thought it was a TV. I saw this big glass thing, you know, I just figured it was a TV screen.
Yeah. Unfortunately, though, you'd think with all this stuff that they captured the two people. They
no.
haven't. So the pickup is on the loose. It's a white or silver colored late 90s.
It's got a jukebox in it.
It's got a jukebox in it, all right?
Can't miss it. What's the make? Don't worry about the make. It's got a jukebox in the back.
TheCrispyNoodle.com.
This is Guardian Shield, and you are listening to the Crispy Noodle Podcast.
Oh, yeah, we're back here on the Crispy Noodle Podcast. It's our 300th episode. Let me tell you, nothing's going to stop us.
Nope.
Absolutely nothing. Thank God this is a podcast because, you know, sometimes we have technical difficulties, but we can fix it and we can keep moving forward.
Well, they wouldn't have known if you didn't mention it.
Hey, you know what? I'd like to bring news to people and let them know what's truly happening.
We're pulling the curtains back.
Right.
And watching the sausage get made.
In our studio kitchen. This is what we do here.
The roast beef curtains. Wow.
And like that, it's Melissa Nenna. Roast beef curtains over here.
Talking about some vaginas straight off the bat.
Wow. We're not even a second into your appearance. And we're already referencing this. All right.
Vagina references. Nice.
Bam. How are you
it
doing?
Wouldn't be a 300th episode without that.
Exactly.
I mean, I'm good. I'm doing great. Things are good.
Okay. That was a really nice PG answer after we were talking about roast beef curtains. All right.
Yeah. Things are grand.
Okay. So, yeah, thank you for joining us. This is our 300th episode, so I'm glad you could join us on this momentous occasion.
I am honored. Momentically.
Momentically. Yeah, if I can talk. Momentically. I think that should be a new word.
That's going in What Have We Learned. That's
it sounds,
for sure.
It sounds like it should be a word, momentically.
I agree.
Sounds like a weird combination of magnetically and momentous.
Today, Junior.
Yes.
Oh, God. Yes. It's begun.
It's already starting. The wheels are starting to come off already.
I know.
It's just
I already
wobbling
hate you.
Down the track.
It's been 5 seconds and I already hate you, Rich.
Aren't you glad you came back? Woo!
No, I'm so excited to be here now. Even more excited.
Yes! There you go. Crank up the excitement meter here.
All the way to 4.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
How's everything going with you? Anything new to report? Anything?
I'm always bad at this part.
The personal part?
No. Well, yeah, nothing.
I always default to what I'm watching or reading or playing in video games.
Oh, I just finished watching, and don't like make fun of me because you guys are
all up with
the times.
But...
I just finished watching The Assassination of Gianni Versace.
Oh, I haven't seen that, so you're a step ahead of the curve.
I just really like Darren Criss.
Oh, yeah.
He's a cool dude.
So, like, he's really fun to watch.
Well, have you seen his beginnings, a very Potter musical?
And... No.
Do you like Harry Potter?
Do you like
Harry Potter?
Yeah. Oh.
You need to look up a Harry Potter musical.
Okay. Yeah.
It's amazing. That's where you got to start on the YouTubes.
Is it on the YouTubes?
Yes.
But then he was on Glee, right? I've seen him on Glee.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, he's really good in it. Like, I mean, he won an award, obviously, so he's pretty good. But it's dumb otherwise, and it's obviously, like, a true story. But they went a little far with the liberties for certain things. Like, they just made up stuff that, like, I guess to, like, fill holes.
Yeah. To make it, like, a complete narrative type thing.
Yeah, so I get that, but, like, you know.
I'm sorry. I was back on the roast beef curtains. I'm sorry.
Thinking about filling holes.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's all right. Everything I say always has a little bit of double entendre.
Yes, exactly.
In there. Just in case if someone wants to jump in with that's what she said or something.
Yes, very. We can play along with that if we have
to. Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, that's
it's pretty good.
Yeah.
Is it worth the watch, right?
Yes, but you can't. No, yeah, it depends on how much if you really like Darren Criss.
Okay.
I would strongly
I really
recommend.
Like Darren Criss.
Okay. Yeah.
I really liked Darren Criss, and I really liked the Harry Potter musical. So
he's very good in it.
Okay,
but I still like some. Like I said, some of the parts, it's like, but it's not really how a serial killer acts. No, he acts much crazier. But maybe not. I don't know. I don't know any serial killers.
Well, some of them act very normal, don't they? Isn't that like? And I didn't watch more than the first episode of the Ted Bundy.
Yeah.
Thing.
See, I watched the Ted Bundy.
See, I gotta watch. That's on my list.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's.
I only saw the first episode, but it's.
It's funny you mention that because yeah, that's something that the. The police and the eyewitnesses talk about were that he seemed like a very just normal guy. He was very
so charismatic.
Yeah, he was very friendly.
A lot of psychopaths and sociopaths are very charismatic.
Speaking of, and yes. This is a little tangent, but there's this new series like The Disappearance of Madeleine McCann or something.
I saw that.
First
I don't
all,
know what it's
I watched
about.
The first 10 minutes and then I turned it off because I was like, these fucking morons. Their kid was sleeping in an apartment while they were, like, in, like, a condo. And they were down at a restaurant, like, over yonder.
This is a true story?
Yeah. So, and they went to like check on her like every 20 minutes. And I'm like, okay, that's 20 minutes enough for someone to go in and take your kid if you leave the door unlocked. Yeah. So like, I immediately turned it off because I'm like, this is why the kid got abducted. Okay, well, you're welcome. You're the reason the kid got abducted. See ya.
And that's the end of that chapter.
And then I turned it off because I'm like, I can't even like feel bad for this family. It'd be one thing if it's like a crowded beach and the kid goes missing, or like if you're all at the dinner table downstairs, like having some beers with friends and like you don't hear commotion, but like you're literally not even in the condo where the kid is sleeping.
Yeah, that's crazy. Like, why would you just leave a kid? I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know the whole story.
They're in the UK, so it's like, you know, those UKers.
Oh, yeah, it's one of those UK things. You
know. Yes, by the time...
cheerio! Let's just abandon our child in a motel, Ali! Yes.
By the time you're four, you're supposed to drink brandy and smoke cigars.
Nip on down to the diner to have some tea and crumpets.
Exactly. Yes.
I don't know.
Exactly.
That's what all UK people do every day.
Yeah, I don't even know if my stereotype is even on point.
Mine definitely isn't either, so...
A little lax for my liking. So I thought it was dumb, and then I turned it right off. So don't watch it.
Okay. So there you go. Watch The Assassination of Gianni Versace.
Gianni Versace, if you like Darren Criss.
Darren Criss. And then skip.
Skip the Madeline McCann, because guess what? Her parents, it's their fault.
Period.
There you go. Spoiler alert. There you go.
It was like the first 20 minutes.
He's closed. Bam.
Bam.
Done.
I solved it.
There you go.
Perfect.
Nana solved it. Yes, Detective Nana on the scene.
I don't even know why they hire private investigators. They could just hire Nana.
Yeah.
I'd be like, you're dumb. Get over it. It's your fault. Goodbye. Goodbye, parents.
Crime just plummets 95% in like a weekend. You're dumb. Get out of here.
Yeah. Oh, you're stupid. You're done. Get out of here. Yeah. Bam, that's it. We just don't want to be offended by Nana anymore. I mean, I don't want to commit a crime.
Alternatively, death penalties have also skyrocketed by 95%. So
you're done. I'm killing
you're
you.
Done.
There you go.
You're done.
I like it.
All right. Maybe you can recommend us some other things that may pop up in the entertainment realm as we start the second part of our show. Time for the entertainment entree.
And now, the latest in movies.
The Simpson guy writes to movies. Dear Die Hard, you rock. Especially when that guy was on the roof.
Music.
I know what that is. That's music.
Video games.
I'm Commander Shepard, and this is my favorite store on the Citadel.
Celebrities.
You really know Warren Beatty?
Yes, I do. I took a leak next to him once at the Golden Globes.
And more.
You're the all-singing, all-dancing crap of the world.
This is the Entertainment Entree.
Run while there's still time. Everyone is smoking. Crack. But it's only a matter of time before they're overwhelmed. Run while you can!
All right, there you go. That's our random sound clip.
Pip, pip, chip, chip.
What was that?
Our random sound clip comes from a video game, Oblivion. And
that was Elder Scrolls Oblivion?
Yes, but here's the thing. There's a YouTube user called Manslayer, and he chops up the audio bits to make new sentences from what the characters originally said previously.
Oh, I was hoping that was really what they said.
No, but...
Is this the same guy that did, what is it? Bash him in the nuts or something like that? What's the clip?
Did this one.
Let's get to bashing butts as well as D's nuts.
Yes.
That's what it is, yeah.
Yes, he did that one.
But that was really edited.
Yeah.
Well, there's even techno music in that one, too. So, yes.
Yeah, this is a fantasy video game, so no techno music.
Right.
No, damn. No.
Yeah.
Run while there's still time. Everyone is smoking crack. But it's only a matter of time before they're overwhelmed. Run while you can!
Playing it back, I mean, the first time through, I thought there was something weird with the way he said crack.
Yeah.
Crack. But now it's like, crack.
Crack. Yeah.
But yes. There's, I feel like a lot of video games, like back in the day when I played Resident Evil a couple times, they had like the bad, like, wait, don't go through that door. And he'd like hold his hand up slowly. And then have you ever played Road Rage? Simpsons Road Rage.
Oh, yeah, Simpsons Road Rage. Yeah.
Whenever you're about to hit the mascot, or if you hit him and he knocks over, he goes, I regret nothing.
Yes.
And I'm like, that's, oh my God, it's a video game that has that kind of, because, like, do you ever find that in video games now? Like, they'll have, like,
bad
dumb
voice
sayings
acting.
Or, like, bad voice act or something funny that's like, I regret nothing.
Yeah, it's gotten a lot better, but there are definitely still sort of
like,
really
I feel like
rough
they
cuts.
Still need
yeah.
stuff like that. Yeah.
So you want more of that? Like you want all video games to just default to really bad?
Yes, okay. Because it makes
it funny.
So you want
bad dialogue.
Right, because when I'm scared of Resident Evil, when there's zombies attacking me, I want the bad acting to bring me back to, okay, this is funny now.
Well, for me, I would say one of the things, I know this might be a recency bias because I'm going through Mass Effect again, but one of the things off the top of my head is when you end a dialogue discussion with Shepard, he always says something like, I should go. But it could be after, like, something when, like, the character...
It doesn't matter what is going on.
Like, the character might have just, you know, poured their heart and soul or something, like, I survived a very dangerous mission. My family died, and, you know, I was lucky to get out of there alive. And he'll go, I should go.
That's perfect. That's perfect. That's exactly what I'm talking about.
So like, you should play Mass Effect between that and the porn.
And the porn. I'm in.
There you go.
As long as there's a lady with three boobs.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Well, maybe in the next Mass Effect.
Yes.
But
send that to EA and BioWare.
Yeah,
we have three boobs.
We need bad dialogue and three boobs.
Yes.
And EA is just like, just three total? They're super confused. But, right.
Of three.
The I should go thing is one of the ones that I can remember more recently.
Yeah.
Because they can't record enough dialogue for every situation.
Right. No, it's perfect.
Yeah.
I like that.
And a lot of games still have that where you can choose dialogue and talk to people. You can always tell there's like one line that they just repeat to like end every conversation.
Yeah.
And,
Mass Effect,
you do it enough, it becomes really, really obvious and it's hilarious.
Right. Mass Effect is I should go. And it's just like it doesn't fit. And, you know, maybe it fits like a casual conversation, but sometimes, you know, when, you know, there's something serious or something, it absolutely does not fit.
Or maybe it makes him uncomfortable.
Yeah,
maybe,
yeah.
Right, maybe you're just not role-playing.
Get the fuck out of there.
Right, he just wants to bang the aliens, that's it.
Right, you gotta role-play.
Is that the same guy?
Well, Shepard, he kind of, he has the option to bang, like, everybody on the ship.
Wait, is it like, press A for bang?
Well,
it should, that would be great.
Like in Grand Theft Auto when the car shakes, but they're both just sitting there.
Yeah.
It's like so anticlimactic because they're both just sitting there in the car shaking.
Do you remember the outrage that caused?
It was
ridiculous.
The car shaking one? Or the hot coffee mod?
But you know what? Both.
What's
both
the hot
of them
coffee
did.
Mod?
Oh,
the hot
coffee mod.
Okay, so this was Grand Theft Auto. What was it? San Andreas?
I know we're tangenting way too far, but.
That's all right. Fine. We tangent.
Well, no, actually, we're going to talk about video games. So this
so this is appropriate. But in Grand Theft Auto San Andreas, some PC users were able to hack the game to uncover.
It was a deleted scene
or an unused scene where they show full frontal nudity and like graphic sex, and people were like, "Oh,
there's the coffee."
Because what led up to it was you invite this person back to have coffee.
The prostitute would say, "You want to come up for some coffee?"
Right, and so they dubbed it the hot coffee mod.
Oh my god, that's
because,
perfect.
Yeah, normally it would cut away, but they were
you're
able
not
to hack
to see it
to follow the camera into.
But isn't that somebody, like when in the Disney movies where they wrote sex in the leaves, like, isn't that somebody, like, messing with them then to make it?
No, not exactly.
The scene was not meant to be shown. Like,
someone made it.
What, right.
They were supposed to remove it. Yeah.
Right. So
someone
went out of their way to create full frontal.
Yeah. Yeah.
Somebody on the Rockstar team, did this and didn't delete it.
Right. And then somebody, some PC gamer was like, I'm going to see what happens.
Disgruntled employee.
Yeah. He
looked
through the files and he found this deleted scene.
Hot coffee.
That's essentially what it is. It's a deleted scene, but for video games.
Yeah.
Well, that's why I wanted to play Grand Theft Auto, because I'm like, I'm going to get the hooker and then I'm going to kick her out of the car and beat her up for the money I just paid
her. You get the money back. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But. They just went and sat in the car, and the car shook. And I'm like, "This is ridiculous." So that's what got me off Grand Theft Auto.
Oh. Well, the newer
if it
ones,
makes you feel better. The newer ones, a lot more
there's
happens.
Some sex.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Mass Effect and Grand Theft Auto.
Got it.
If you want some sexy sex in video games,
another Mass Effect 2, when the first one came out, they only showed butts, and like that was an outrage.
Yeah, you thought like. Yeah, like that single shot of the butt was going
and the piano medley
corrupt all of America.
There was
I just want to press A to bang. That's it.
That's God of War.
B kick.
The
oh,
mini
that's
games.
Right!
So there's
oh my
there's
gosh,
a video game series
right.
called God of War. They just came out with a new one. That
I
is,
forgot about that.
That is not like this. But the original games were very, like, edgy. Like, too edgy.
Mm-hmm.
And in the first level, you can engage in a sex mini game where...
You have to tap the circle button as fast as you can.
You have to tap the circle button as fast as you can. You have to rotate the analog stick.
There's a joystick involved.
Yeah, you have to rotate the analog stick and move it in different directions and hit buttons in time. And
that's ridiculous.
You don't see anything, but like the nightstand next to the bed is like
wobbling,
and then it wobbles so much that the vase
falls off,
and it breaks, and it releases like the red power up orbs or whatever,
oh.
which is supposed to be.
It actually is a health benefit.
Yeah,
it's very specific.
Yeah.
It's almost like we've played it before.
It's almost like you played it over and over and over.
Well, it was very erotic. Yes, indeed. It was erotic.
For your birthday,
I'm going to buy you new quotes.
Oh, that'd be great.
I got you a box of quotes.
But they're all written on strips of paper.
It's just a little box with handwritten quotes.
It's a great idea. No, I'm really going
to do this. And they're not even real quotes. They're just random things you decide. You're like, llamas are fluffy. And the sky is falling.
This is so smart.
Yeah.
Thank you for
that
idea.
That's definitely what Rich is getting.
That's a really thoughtful gift. I can't wait to get it.
The downside is he's going to have to manually record each one,
yep.
but yes. I think the payoff is worth it.
Yes. Okay. with all that in mind.
You asked how I was, and look
yes,
at what happened.
Exactly. This is where we are. Speaking of where we are in the podcast, it's time for Mike's segment where he's going to let us know what's coming up this weekend in movies, TV, and video games. It's time for Mike's This Week in Entertainment.
Let's get to bashing butts as well as D's nuts.
All right, so Mike, what do you have for us to look forward to?
Well, in possibly the hardest 180 turn ever, Diane is a new drama hitting theaters this week.
I totally forgot about that.
The synopsis reads, for Diane, everyone else comes first. Generous, but with little patience for self-pity, she spends her days checking in on sick friends, volunteering at her local soup kitchen, and trying valiantly to save her troubled, drug-addicted adult son from himself. I don't mean to laugh, but it's just
everything else we were talking about.
That
was the worst transition,
yeah.
I'm sorry.
But beneath her relentless routine of self-sacrifice, Diane is fighting a desperate internal battle, haunted by a past she can't forget and which threatens to tear her increasingly chaotic world apart. It is a human portrait of a woman rifling through the wreckage of her life in search of redemption. This is definitely one to keep an eye on. It has an 86 on Metacritic and a 100% on Rotten Tomatoes. Yeah, so keep an eye on this one. It's very limited release, so it's going to be tough to find, but if you do, it might be worth watching. In lighter news, the live-action remake of Dumbo also hits theaters this week.
Woo, yeah, so great, fantastic.
That's happening. In TV, this is not an April Fool's Day prank. The Twilight Zone is getting a third revival Monday, April 1st. But this time around, you'll really want to pay attention because it's run and hosted by Jordan Peele, the director of Get Out and Us. In case you don't know, he's the newest, biggest name in mental horror. This revival series is exclusive to CBS All Access, so I think that's a pay service, unfortunately.
AKA Black Mirror Part 2.
Basically, yes. This is basically just another Black Mirror. But if you like Black Mirror, as I do, you should try
and
to get
out.
Check it out. And Get Out was very good. Still haven't seen Us, though. I'm really looking forward to that one.
Yeah, had one
that
of the biggest openings
yeah.
of a independent horror film or something like that.
Well, that's Jordan Peele there for
and,
you.
And also, if I remember correctly, it made $70 million this weekend and it only cost $25 million from Paramount. So
see
they've
that?
Already just...
Every time we talk about indie films not being able to hang with the big guys, just make better movies, Hollywood.
Yeah, already making a huge profit.
Yeah. And finally, in video games, the final episode of The Walking Dead, the final season, comes out this week. We've previously covered how this is something that many gamers thought would never happen when the original developer went bankrupt in the middle of development. It was then saved by another company, and now fans will finally be able to witness the end of Clementine's journey in what is expected to be a heart-wrenching and gripping conclusion. I'm really excited to play this. I've been playing it recently since the last episode is coming up. And it's just like all the other seasons, really, really enthralling and entertaining and filled with lots of tough, morally gray decisions. So if that sounds interesting to you, go check out The Walking Dead, the final season. The final episode comes out this week. And that wraps it up for This Week in Entertainment.
right, Mike, thank you for that. This week in entertainment. Now we got more video game news to cover. And this first one, I think, is kind of indicative of maybe what the future is holding. As Microsoft has officially launched a title that is coming to Nintendo Switch.
Yeah, so we've been covering this previously, but it's finally official now. We can say once and for all that a former Microsoft exclusive game, Cuphead, is coming to Nintendo Switch. Now, this is notable because Cuphead was published by Xbox. This wasn't, you know, a developer working for Xbox. This was Xbox's money went into the making of this game, and Xbox is now porting it to another console. You never really see these cross-console deals, you know? Minecraft was a different issue in that it had already been out on all the consoles. But this is Microsoft actively choosing to publish a game on another console. And this is really big news because it's breaking down one of the biggest barriers in video games now, in that we're seeing exclusive content on more than one game platform. So the big question here is, does this open the door for more cross-platform exclusives? There's been a lot of rumors that Halo, one of the biggest Microsoft games of all time, could make the jump. Now, that's just a rumor and a wild rumor at that, but you have to admit that given the announcement of Google getting into video games, and the knowledge that Microsoft wants to get into streaming and wants to transition to a more software-based approach, that it's not totally out of the realm of possibility that they could say, forget it. You know, here's all the exclusives on this other console that's not an Xbox console.
I think that that's the future, actually. I mean, between exactly what you said, between Google throwing their hat in the ring into this, I think that's what Microsoft wants to do, because in the end, they had the Xbox really just to put up a front
right
against Sony and Nintendo. They saw a wedge there that they could get in, so they created the Xbox, and it did pretty well, especially in the PlayStation 3 era when people were hating on the PS3.
Right.
But now you're at the point where streaming is now a realistic option. Google is cashing in on it.
Yeah.
So Microsoft is going to try and do their best to do it as well. Why stay into a physical console battle with Sony when streaming seems to be taking streaming is going to newer heights?
Right. There's just so much money to be made just, you know, selling a subscription.
Yes.
Rather than
the monthly
physical
subscription, yeah.
Yeah, rather than physical games. And I think that the first company that cracks this nut of allowing gamers to stream games like you would stream a YouTube video, instead of having to download something or instead of having to buy something, they're going to run away with the next generation, especially if it's available on any platform, on your phone, on your computer, on whatever console you own.
It's a cliche, but it's absolutely true. Someone is going to crack the nut on creating the Netflix of video games, and whoever does that first wins.
It's definitely going to be Microsoft or Google. And there's two reasons I say that. One, they both have lots of experience on going platform agnostic, right? Windows is on literally every type of computer. Yep. Even Macs. You can get Windows for Mac. And Google, same thing. You can use it with anything. All of their services are available on any sort of platform you go to. The other reason is that Microsoft and Google own the internet. Like, they own the servers that the internet runs on. So if there's any company to be like, hey, you have problems streaming something, we're just going to throw more magic internet-making machines at it.
Would that do away with consoles then, or would it?
Potentially. Google announced Stadia, which is basically a platform that you can use on computers, phones, tablets, and stream games directly from the cloud. So you don't need a box. You can play it on your phone. You can watch a YouTube video of a game and then say, hey, that looks cool, and click a button and immediately start playing it.
But just like controllers and stuff, like, would they still? Because I feel like that's kind of necessary for a lot of people who like, you know, just to play on your phone.
Right.
Like, I used to play games on my computer, but that can only go so far.
I'm glad you brought that up, because the one thing you might need is Google did announce that they are making a controller.
Oh.
So they're not making a box. There's no console, but they're making a controller.
Well, there's no need for a box if it's going to be streamed.
Exactly. You can use the devices you already have and the controller that they sell. And I can't imagine it'd be more than, you know, $60 because that's what controllers go for. And just play on whatever and go from your phone to your computer to any Chromecast enabled device. So TVs, Chromecast, plug it into whatever. That's the future right there.
Yeah. It really strikes me. I think Google's is gonna crack this. I think if you had to ask me right now, who do you think's gonna do it? It's probably Google. So many things have Chromecast or the Chrome browser, Androids. It's a really big market. Market share that they have.
It's a really exciting time to be a gamer, and I feel like we're talking about this now, and in 2026, 2027, you know, looking back on this, people are going to be like, oh my gosh, they thought that, you know, it was going to be tough to do this. That's going to be the norm in 7-8 years. And it's only a matter of time. And I think you guys are right. Google is the one to crack it. However, don't count out Microsoft just yet, because E3 is around the corner in June. And you know that all these companies are going to come with their big bats ready for the next generation.
Yep.
We're going to hear some news.
Yeah, I mean, there's still going to be competition, for sure.
There's always going to be competition. I mean, Sony, for one, is not giving up the console space. They are dedicated to making these exclusive games specifically for PlayStation.
Right.
And not letting them go anywhere else. And they're going to continue to do just that because it's worked so well for them.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're doubling down on. Nintendo's like, hey, we'll do whatever. They're making cardboard video game systems, and they're making motion controls, and they're... You know, their market is like the weird niche market.
Right.
Xbox, what do they got? They're going to have streaming. Mark my words.
There you go.
I'm feeling positive about it. But Google, they're the ones that are really going to change this, I think.
All right. And to even go further into video game news, this is combining sports news and Philly news.
Yeah.
This is crazy that got announced on Monday. We're... right here in Philadelphia, we're going to have a video game esports arena.
Yes. So it sounds bizarre, but hear me out.
Nerd alert.
Yeah, this is a big time nerd alert.
I'm so embarrassed.
Well, maybe you can give us the non-nerd take on this.
Gritty has to be there at some point.
Well, he might be.
Gritty must be there, must be at this thing at all times.
Given its location, it wouldn't be a very far trip for him. So Overwatch League's Philadelphia Fusion. We have our own esports team. You know that? They are building a $50 million esports
team. Wait, what about
soccer? Yeah.
Close enough.
It's kind of... Wait a minute. Can I take a step back here? It's kind of embarrassing that an esports league is going to be near the Big Four sports at the Philadelphia Sports Complex, but soccer is still in shitty Chester.
Yeah.
Sorry, we don't care about soccer.
Esports.
That's what it is. I'm
esports
sorry.
Is better than soccer, I guess. Yeah, because they are putting this arena smack dab in the middle of the sports complex, right next to Xfinity Live. It's going to be right there, right in the thick of things. Construction is set to finish in 2021. It's $50 million. What's that get them? A 60,000 square foot arena with 3,500 seats, so a more intimate setting. It's got two balcony bars, club seats with USB ports, box seats. Suites and a training facility for video games.
What exactly? Yeah.
So it's just another room for people to play video games in.
It's a room with monitors. Yeah, basically.
All the monitors.
They're aiming to make it the East Coast hub for gaming events.
You know what's better than 3 monitors? 6 monitors. You know what's better than 6 monitors? 12 monitors.
Well, they're going to have a lot of monitors if the photos are to be believed. But they're also going to host other live events like small concerts, comedy shows, corporate events, and, of course, more gaming events.
Did you see the rendering for this? It kind of actually looks like Mass Effect, which is kind of freaking me out.
It looks pretty cool.
Mass Effect.
It looks pretty cool, the arena. Like, if you go and look up pictures of it.
The rendering.
Rendering, you're right. Yeah, not actual pictures.
Right. Things may change in the future. But, it looks weird.
Here,
it looks like something from Mass Effect. It looks like something that they would put on the Citadel or something. And there you go, Nana's taking a look at it.
Right?
That's going to be right next to Xfinity Live. Talk about the fucking traffic.
I know, right?
It's going to be so much worse.
It's going to be worse, and there's going to be less parking.
So, right, because this is going right in the parking lot.
They'll just make more parking.
I hope so.
There's enough room out there. They'll just they'll just pave something over and make it a parking lot. Yeah. They have to. I mean, because you have to, for 3,500 people.
Realistically.
Plus the people working there, you have to be able to find parking.
If you have something there in an Eagles game, you better have some serious,
Or they have to work the scheduling, they have to really work the scheduling.
They're not going to be able to.
Yeah.
Think about how many things they already book at the same time as other things.
What about if the Phillies make a World Series run and then the Eagles are starting their season and then this
and then
is
video
going
games
on. And then the, and then the, yeah and then video
that's
games
all season that's yeah. all year long
yeah
it's an all year long sport it's perfect but what do you guys make of this in terms of like things to do in Philadelphia like is this a good move a bad move
I don't
just
like
adding
to go
another
down there
arena
as it is I think the problem is it's such a crowded area as it is and I get the point is to
put it all
like,
in one
I don't
spot.
Know if it's yeah I mean I don't know if it's But it's just really hard to get to for me because I don't live near there.
Right.
But sure, nerds, go for it.
Nerds, flock to Philadelphia.
I mean, it's Philly's such a techie city anyway, so like it doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, it's getting there. And I mean, for me personally, it's just right down public transportation and you're right there because there's the train station here in Ambler. So for somebody like me, to have more events there, more options in my mind is never a bad thing because I don't have to worry about the parking.
Right, but
I'm a little selfish.
If you've ever left there after an event, like taking the train, it's like it's crazy.
It is.
You
crazy.
Have to wait like 3 or 4 trains just to even get out of there. If you have 4 arenas,
and things going on
at the same time.
Right. Think of this
you
when the Eagles are in town. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the Phillies is kind of like, sometimes it'll be a little bit more calmer.
And it's usually the weather's nicer, so people aren't as...
It's really only Eagles season that would cause the issue.
Yeah.
Sundays, it was just basically Eagles games. Because I was just at a Saturday afternoon Flyers game. And I, coming out of public transportation, I was like, wow, there's like nobody on the subway.
Right.
And then I go into the parking lot, I'm like, where is everyone? That was my legit reaction because the Flyers are. Yeah. And the tailgating, there was one group. It was the group that I was walking to. there's like nobody else in the park. To be fair, it was a really cold day. But I think really.
And the Flyers aren't going to make the playoffs.
Yeah, exactly. I really think the only issue would be Eagles games.
Yeah.
Potentially Phillies games, but definitely Eagles games. I'm always a fan of giving people more options, though. And the idea of a more intimate venue for smaller shows, like smaller bands, smaller comedy acts,
There's that stuff in the city already.
Yeah, and they're kind of hurting right now. I mean, we just had news the Trocadero's closing down. Which,
right, so this should be a good thing.
But
another venue.
But if the Trocadero can't
book... The Troc is so small, though.
Yeah, but to me, that's indicative of if they can't book decent, shows... If they can't book shows with decent... audiences and everything. I don't know how well this is going to do.
But I think because the Troc, what's that new place that came up in like Fishtown area? I've been to so many concerts there recently and I can't think of it. But it's, that's probably what's taken stuff away from like the Troc and Electric Factory and those places because it's like so much nicer than those shitholes.
And it's not the Electric Factory now. It's Franklin Music Hall or some BS or something, whatever. I can't believe that. It's still the Electric Factory as far as I'm concerned. But I don't know. I think it'll be interesting to see how this actually plays out. Are you shocked that Philly got this one?
Yeah. I never really thought of Philly making a big play in the esports world.
Fillmore. Yeah, that's been taking – and sorry to interrupt, but it's been
–
it's so clean and there's like 5,000 bathrooms and it's like – if I were a musical act, I'd want to go there instead of the Troc or any of the other, like the Tower or any of those other places. So it's like, I think the Fillmore, because it's clean and it's new and it has two sizes. It has like an upstairs that's much smaller and more intimate and then a larger size. So I think that's probably taking away from that kind of stuff. Anyway,
Then along the same lines of thinking, like this is supposed to be a sleek 21st century, like all modern.
Yeah. So this might take away from, so some of those other places might end up closing for like the Live Nation places.
Yeah. That's what I would think is like, is it kind of cannibalizing it? Cause
I wouldn't say cannibalizing.
Updating.
There's X number of acts coming through Philadelphia,
Or now there's room for one more.
Okay. Well, we'll see how that works out. Did you even know that there was an Overwatch League?
It is sad to admit, but I did know there was an Overwatch League. I don't watch it, and I don't really know anything about it other than Philadelphia has a team.
See, this is where I start to lose interest. Do they build the video game leagues based on the specific games, and that's it?
Kind of, yeah. Like, I mean, you know that there's, like, fighting game tournaments.
Yeah.
Like, that's always been a thing. But now...
So there's, like, a Mortal Kombat League.
Well, there's not a Mortal... Overwatch is the only game that I think has a specific league. And there's actual teams. Everything else is just... I don't even know what to call it. Like, loosely based groups that compete against each other during, like, tournaments. You know, they do, like, a bracket thing to, like, see who plays each other next. And anybody can go into it. Overwatch has an actual season where they play matches against other teams and there's an actual record. And according to this article, the Philadelphia Fusion is 5-2. So
yeah,
we're pretty good.
Yeah.
But to answer your question, yes, I knew there was an Overwatch League. I don't know anything else about it other than it's based on a specific game. And apparently it's really big. There's millions of players that watch worldwide, and it could be big. And I think it's good for Philly to get in on this new trend.
It could be big. That's what she said.
It could be big.
That's why I leaned forward. You guys thought I had something actually important to say.
Yeah, it's okay. But there you go. The latest video game news right there between Microsoft and then homegrown news in the South Philly sports complex. Yeah.
But I think it should be something everybody's excited for. A new arena?
Woohoo!
Yeah. And wow, we said that at the same time. Woo! And take that, soccer! You guys are still stuck out in Chester.
Yeah!
Sorry. Hopefully you guys survive out there.
Wow.
Good luck. But there you go. That will wrap up the entertainment entree. A lot of video game news there that we got to. But all necessary here in the city of brotherly love. Video games are booming.
Yep.
You know what else is booming, though? The non-fortune cookie odd news that's coming up next. But we got a little twist on it to celebrate Florida Man. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Hey, what do you hear? What do you say? This is Vic DiBattista, and you are listening to the Crispy Noodle Podcast.
I'm Nikolai Volkov. I want you to keep listening to Crispy Noodle. Hey, that is order.
Hi, I'm game show host Todd Newton from Whammy, Family Game Night, Hollywood Showdown, and more. And I don't know if you've heard about the 24-hour game show marathon. It's happening June 8th out of the great city of Philadelphia. And this is where four super fans come together to recreate 24 of their favorite game shows. It's really cool. But they're not just doing it to have a good time. They're doing it to raise some money for a great cause, Child's Play. Really helps out children and families that could use a little assistance. If you'd like to donate, please go to GameShowMarathon.com. GameShowMarathon.com, and it is there where you can watch all of the festivities again on June 8th from Philadelphia. We appreciate your support, and long live game shows, baby. Game Show Marathon.
Hey, this is Tony Gaga. You got a podcast? You gotta go to the podcast I go to. I'll get you this podcast for $2. That's the Crispy Noodle Podcast for $2.
Oh, yeah, we're back here on the Crispy Noodle Podcast. We are done the sports sampler and the entertainment entree. Nena is here with us, going along for the ride. Yeah. And we're going to do something a little bit different here for the odd news. And it's because of a viral sensation that swept the nation. We'll go over the details in it. As we officially launch into the final portion of our show, the non-fortune cookie odd
News!
We've been talking about cool and its ramifications and how it applies to the hip scene. But maybe you could give us some examples now of the opposite of cool. Uncool. Just exactly what is uncool?
My nipples look like milk duds!
Holy shnikes!
It's time for the non-fortune cookie odd news.
It's not of this world. I don't know exactly what it is or what it's doing, but this is not human intelligence, okay? It's not human intelligence we're facing!
How you doing? Me? I'm doing great.
Manda de bastata. I don't make this stuff up.
I'll take a pound of nuts.
That's a lot of nuts! That'll be $4, baby! You want fries with that?
I've seen the celery dance across the baseball fields.
You had me at meat tornado.
No, go past this. Past this part. In fact, never play this again.
Okay. what does that mean?
And now it's time for the non-fortune cookie odd news.
So sit back, get everything you need to get from the kitchen. Be sure and empty the bladders. Go to the bathroom because you're in for hell, right?
Woo! Odd news time.
Woo! That's right, everybody. It's time for the non-fortune cookie odd news here in this segment. Actually,
yes,
no, that's not.
We have to clarify.
It's not
this
what
is
we're doing.
This is not like the regular non-fortune cookie odd news. So last week we had this trend that went viral, and everybody was tweeting at us and tagging us in these posts because they're like, you know, we love this podcast that does Florida odd news stories. They need to be in on this. And we have gotten the message loud and clear. So we are going to do the Florida Man Odd News Challenge. And in case you didn't do this on your own, you can do it on your own. This is a play-at-home game that you can go along and do it with yourself. Basically, what you do is you take your birthday and you go to Google. You type in Florida Man plus your birthday and you find the first story that you can and enjoy. And that is how we're going to read the five odd news stories that we have here. And then further added in, this is also a callback to our very first episodes. I'm going to let Mike read his story, the one that's his birthday, because we used to do that, remember?
Yes, we did.
When we were
way back in the day.
When we were first doing the show, we weren't sure how exactly the format of the odd news should be.
Right.
So
do you remember how we found out if we had duplicate stories?
We would say the
place name.
Yeah, we would do place names and then like a keyword or something.
You would start it at the same time and see if it was the same story.
We would actually read dueling odd news stories at the same time. It's an interesting callback to our first couple of episodes.
Yep.
But then I realized Mike is so much better at reacting at the story. So I'm just like, let me read the story and then Mike, just go for it.
And Rich had more experience with reading stories. So
like
it just worked.
Stuffy British man.
Yes.
Yes, of course.
He's lost his accent over the years. It's weird.
Yes.
He used to be very proper British.
Right. Aww. Now, after researching the odd news for 6 years, I'm quite unstuffy, I think.
I like it.
That was pretty good.
Thank you.
Like a butler.
Like a butler.
Yes.
Which odd news story would you like this week, sir?
Which odd news would you like? Okay, so we have a couple of birthdays we're going to go through. So the first one I thought would be interesting would be to do John Bruno's birthday.
Yeah.
We talked about him earlier on the show because that's him.
It's my brother John Bruno farting into the microphone.
Yep, that's him.
Which one, you'll never know.
Oh, come on. Is it mine?
No, it's mine.
Woo!
Yeah.
Is that why you put your mouth on it so much?
All the time.
Yes.
The smell has faded over the years.
Yeah, you cleaned it, so.
You cleaned it with your mouth.
Oh. That's nasty. But yeah, that's our associate producer, as we like to joke.
Right.
John Bruno.
He also wrote a song about you. Can I?
Sure.
He wrote.
Have you ever heard the song?
He wrote a song for Mike here. Out of love, brotherly love. Here you go.
I remember when Michael was a bitch. Now he's still a bitch. Michael's a bitch. Michael's a bitch. He is a bitch. Yeah, you know it. Woo!
Yeah, Yes.
Yeah. When I was younger, I used to write
a full-blown song.
I used to write songs.
You write the songs?
I wrote a song about my sister when she went away for a week. And she came back, and I gave her the tape, the cassette tape. And we all know the words to it, and we all sing it now.
That's sweet.
It's really embarrassing, and I'll sing it sometime, like, off podcast camera.
Off podcast camera?
Yeah, the microphone.
Yeah, we don't the have one visual, that we don't know farted on.
We don't have you.
No, okay. Microphones are now called podcast cameras.
Podcast cameras.
Well, because you know what you say off camera or on camera,
so, right?
Off air.
Podcast camera.
Yes.
Yeah, it could be one of your quotes, and you'll play it, and it'll be like 10 minutes long.
Right.
All of your quotes.
Yeah. Yeah. It'll be great. That's all my, that's what the Crispy Noodle Podcast is.
How do you even have enough hard drive space for all your hours and hours of...
I jam it in there with a hammer.
No, I'll sing it to you when it's over. You'll like it.
Okay.
Okay. So before we get to that. Here is Bruno's story. Bruno, November 5th. His story. By the way, of course, obviously, these are all Florida stories.
Now, who is this guy in Florida?
It's Florida, and they're crazy.
His story that came up was from St. Augustine. A Florida man broke into an alligator farm and jumped into a crocodile pool, only to get bitten by one of the reptiles.
It's about to get all stupid up in here!
Staff at the St. Augustine Alligator Farm told Jacksonville that workers preparing to open on Tuesday realized someone broke in after finding a pair of shorts and rubber Crocs floating in the water.
That's great.
Of course you have Crocs on.
It's about to get all stupid up in here!
What was that?
Why did he take his shorts off?
Maybe the alligators, were they alligators? Or crocodiles. I can't remember.
Jumped into a crocodile pool.
Okay, so he was wearing Crocs when he jumped into the crocodile pool.
Right.
Maybe the crocodiles took
his pants,
and the Crocs off.
Because they were horny.
Yeah. I mean, crocodiles are very horny animals.
Are they?
No. But we can pretend that they are.
Yeah, but they're kind of sensual.
They're like sort of slithery.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, they're like, I don't know. Just swaying in the water, like, ooh.
Yeah, like a little sensual.
Like little sensual reptile beings. Yeah.
Well, unfortunately.
So they just slipped his pants off.
Well, unfortunately, this one was definitely violent.
Nena's done.
Park director John Bruggen told the station that they initially thought it was a prank until they discovered blood on top of the zipline platform.
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah.
He got caught.
Time out.
Why
is there a zipline going into the crocodile pool?
Well, it's not going into the thing. It's going across the...
But if
somebody falls off the zipline, it's like... It's insta-death. It's like dying in a video game, you
know?
Yeah.
No, that sounds great.
Yeah.
His story is so good.
I just want to imagine now it actually goes into the crocodile.
Straight in the water. Splash.
And then, I mean, you know how rippling across the water really gets him going.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Such
the crocodile's like, ooh.
What is this?
Why does the crocodile sound like?
Ooh, what is this?
Like Otis Spunkmeyer. What's his name?
Otis
Redding.
Otis Redding.
Isn't that what you sounded like?
I don't know.
Oh.
Sitting on the dock of the bay.
Isn't that Otis Redding?
Is that what you're referring to?
I don't know who I'm referring to. Like, he's an older black man who sings.
Sure.
That's what you sounded like.
Sure, yes. As I agree.
Yeah, yeah.
Tell me what he said again.
All I know is the crocodile went...
Oh, somebody's coming down on the zipline.
Yeah, it's Otis Redding.
I'm gonna die.
Yeah. Yeah, there he is again.
Okay, Mike can do a really good Otis Redding, I guess.
If that's what I'm talking about, yeah, I don't know if that's who I'm talking about. I'm really bad.
I think that's what you're saying.
Somebody let us know what Otis Redding sounds like.
Oh my god. Okay.
Is that it?
Well, so it appeared that the man broke into the park after hours. They did find surveillance video that shows the man leaping over the rail and into the water.
Why didn't he just ride the zip line in?
Yeah, right?
Yeah, I know, right?
If you're gonna go this far, just ride the zip line.
Ah, messed up, man.
Employees found the spot of blood and called police. So, there you go.
So, did he die?
No, he did not die, but he was definitely bitten.
Whew.
He definitely got some damage. And I guess he might have tried the zip line at some point, because that's where the blood was.
Unless he just had his period.
Ah. the old period zip lining.
No. Like, you bleed.
Yes. And he wanted to.
Sorry,
zip
did
line.
I did everyone just turn off
biology
the podcast?
Lessons with with the Crispy Noodle Podcast? Tell us about the roast beef curtains.
Well, you pot your roast beef curtains, and out comes the ketchup.
Okay. I'm done. I'm retiring.
That was a bit of a nastiness last night, yes? Some very extreme nastiness, yes? Yes.
Yeah. Oh, that was new and long.
Oh, yeah, we've played that one.
That was new and long. That's what she said.
Yes.
Oh, man. Nobody's birthday can top this one.
Yeah,
this
no. Sucks. We should just end it.
We should just that's it. Bye. That's it. Goodbye.
That's it. One story.
Yep. That was fun.
Just crocodiles and beef curtains.
Yeah, mine's really bad.
Well, let's give it a shot. Let's see what you got.
Yeah. I mean, we don't know how any of these are going to end up.
Right. That's the whole point of this. We're really flying by the seat of our pants here.
More than usual.
Because that guy flew by the seat of his pants, and look what happened.
Right.
Yes. He had a period on the
crocodile sensually took them off.
Sensually
slipped them
just
off.
Just grabs it with one tooth. He's like, I can't mimic him biting the pants off, though, on an audio-only podcast. But if you can imagine a crocodile just hooking one tooth in the end of his shorts and just tugging ever so slightly. Yeah, exactly
like
that.
Does he like shorts?
He likes short shorts.
Ooh,
but say it like him.
We like short shorts.
Ooh, I like short shorts.
That's Otis Redding, guys. Exactly what Otis Redding sounds like.
I can't do it.
You're going to hurt yourself.
I know. Who likes short shorts?
Now you're going to sound like the Cookie Monster.
Yeah.
You're crossing over.
You sound like a cross between Cookie Monster and Yoda.
Crocs,
I can't do it anymore. Oh, my God.
Short shorts worn by these.
I will take your pants off.
Ooh, come off they must.
Fear leads to breasts.
Do or do not. There is no try.
So good.
Oh, okay. My God.
All right. Netta,
I feel lightheaded.
Would you like to try yours?
It's so dumb. Okay, so I went through a lot of deaths to get to a non-death. Because
it sounded like you personally killed these
no,
people.
No, I seriously scrolled through like 100 pages of Google. Like, oh, I didn't even know Google went that far. Because you know how you're always on the first page? You never go past the first page. I'm in like the 18th page.
Oh, wow. All
right.
You went deep into Google.
That's what she said. I had to go deep because I could. All I found was death. So a lot of death happens on my birthday, which is great.
Everywhere she turned, there was death.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
And all different kinds of death. But this one is specific to Tallahassee.
Oh, ah, we got friends in Tallahassee.
Yeah. Do you have a quote to press for that?
No. Okay. Other than
no,
Florida.
Don't do it.
Now, who is this guy in Florida?
It's Florida, and they're crazy.
But there you go. That's all we got.
Okay. So, a woman has been arrested after allegedly attempting to light a bed on fire. While her husband was sleeping in it.
Oh, no.
All right.
Well, she wanted to heat things up in the bedroom.
Oh.
Good night, everyone.
All right. Close it down.
There you go.
Story's over.
So
she was obviously trying to take, like, revenge on him or something, right? Or get,
yeah.
Like, something must have happened.
45-year-old Tammy Harris told police she was suspicious that her husband was having an affair. And after he fell asleep, she checked his phone and she saw the texts.
Ooh.
Which, like, delete the text or lock your phone. Like,
right.
Figure something
lock the
out.
Phone. Yeah, do something.
And it confirmed her suspicions. So she told police that she woke the victim up and the two had a heated.
Oh, heated.
Verbal
ah.
argument.
Ooh.
Oh. Oh, that's new, too.
Yeah.
before he went back to sleep. So I guess they argued that he was like, so, all right, back to sleep now.
Yep,
see you later.
I'm tired.
And then so police say that when the victim went back to sleep, she went into the garage and located a container of oil she knew was flammable.
Oh, my God.
I don't know what oil isn't flammable.
Right, it's putting the oil that's not flammable.
And put it on a washcloth before placing the washcloth on the bed and lighting it on fire in an attempt to light the bed on fire, knowing the victim was sleeping.
Okay.
It was very specific.
Yeah, it was. Oh, my God.
They say the blue sheets on the bed had burn marks and wet spots from where the liquid had spilled.
From the oil.
From the oil. The flammable oil.
So.
I think everyone's okay, though.
Yeah. This is.
Well, if it was only a washcloth, it probably didn't go that far.
Well, I guess she was assuming it would like spread to the bed itself.
Yeah.
Which is a dumb plan because where are you going to sleep? You're lighting your own bed on fire.
No bed for you. Maybe he slept with the chick in the bed, though. He was like, I wish you were here in my bed. And then, like, zzz, like went back to sleep. And then she was like, oh, well.
Yeah, I'm kind of impressed with this guy, though, that just had this super heated argument. Gets caught for cheating. He's like, well, good night.
just rolls over.
I'm tired now.
Yeah, I'm tired.
No, I'm a little disappointed because I feel like there should be some justice for Miss Harris here.
Yeah.
I don't think that's fair. I think...
Justice
for... Hashtag justice for Tammy Harris.
Hashtag justice for Tammy Harris. Get it trending, people. People are like, what is this?
What is this? Okay.
But, it's bizarre because is it aggravated assault, attempted murder? Did something...
She got arrested for aggravated assault.
Oh, that's a shame.
That's assault, brother! With a deadly weapon.
Yeah, that's right. Oil.
An oil washcloth.
Flammable.
Oil washcloth. That's a deadly...
As opposed to a non-flammable oil. She used the non-flammable oil.
I like the fact that the article spelled that all out for us, just in case we were wondering.
It gave us all the details.
It really did.
All the sordid details.
Yeah.
But leave it to me to have a woman arrested for aggravated assault because a guy cheated on her on my birthday.
Yeah.
Thanks.
I guess it's better than death, though.
I mean, I scrolled through 18 pages of death before I got to this one.
Just nothing but death.
Yeah. And I looked up woman. I looked up woman and Florida woman.
Florida. That's right.
It's about time the pussy had some power.
Yeah. That's right. We have to recognize the fact that it's not just Florida man. There are Florida women.
That's right. And they're just as crazy as the Florida men.
That's right. Yep. That's right. Lighting beds on fire. Yep. With flammable oil, of all things.
I wonder if she played... Wait, this is a really bad joke, but I'm going to go for it because I'm already halfway there.
I wonder
if she played... you know that song? I don't even know the song. The one that's like...
The roof is on fire?
No.
The roof. That one?
It's... Oh, God, I hate my life. Forget it.
But you're so far into the joke now.
Yeah, why?
It's the one joke that I can't remember the song. It's like something like, something on fire...
Your sex is on fire.
Your sex is on fire.
There you go.
But then she was like, "Your bed is on fire." And good night.
And good night.
Your bed is on fire.
What if I just threw this out? And just walked away. You never saw me again.
Headphone drop. Just walked off into the distance.
But it's because I can't show my face around here anymore.
Because of the bed on fire.
Yeah,
that's all right.
I lit my own bed on fire and laid in it like they do in Game of Thrones.
Right. Like the warmth will lull me to sleep. And then end my suffering.
And then
that got dark.
And they pushed me out to sea.
That's right.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that we were that close to the sea. It's just right outside the bedroom.
What is this, a Viking bear?
There's a river where I live.
Oh, is there? Oh, yeah. There you go.
And river will eventually go to sea.
Yes. Or they could empty out into lakes.
Oh, no.
You're just going to end up in a lake somewhere.
You're just cursed.
This birthday sucks.
Yeah, it's just the worst birthday ever.
Death everywhere, cheating spouses, burning beds in lakes. You can't win.
End up in a lake.
End up in
a lake. Womp,
womp.
Oh. All right.
But in other news, Jacksonville was founded in 1822 on my birthday.
Oh.
Woo! Yeah, Jacksonville.
That's after Andrew Jackson.
Side effect of doing the birthday thing is you get all the hits for, like, what happened on your birthday? You know, like 16 interesting facts or whatever it is.
Okay.
But anyway.
How about we do mine next?
Okay.
So, probably going to suck.
Mine's April 17th. A Florida man arrested early Thursday on a drunk driving charge was in his underwear behind the wheel, according to cops, who noted that the suspect's drawers were imprinted with the word breathalyzer and the phrase blow here, which was near his genitals. Of course, classic.
Maybe it's about to get all stupid up in here!
Maybe that was the guy whose bed was just lit on fire, so he had to escape.
Right,
right. He had to make a quick getaway, yeah.
And then just in case girls didn't know, he has directions.
Right.
Right.
After spotting a Dodge pickup truck weaving on a highway around 3 in the morning, a cop pulled the vehicle over outside a hotel. The driver, 54-year-old Daryl Lee Campbell, was handcuffed due to his actions and threatening officer safety.
From the famous Campbell family, of course, the soup people.
Yeah, they made their way down there.
I don't know.
They trickled down the coast.
There you go, like soup.
Also, at some point...
That was good. I liked it.
Also, at some point, he threw a black object from the truck, but the item was not recovered by police, so they don't know what it was.
So why even
speculate?
Let's speculate.
A dead beaver.
It wouldn't be the first time with dead beaver.
No, it wouldn't be. We had a story where a guy had sex with a dead beaver.
Yeah.
Oh,
like,
wait.
Really quickly.
Wait, like a woman?
No, a guy.
No, a guy.
No, like a...
Like a female beaver?
Yeah.
We have no idea. Yeah, all we know is that somebody hit a beaver and there was immediately a guy having sex with it.
Yeah.
Like alarmingly
fast. Like the animal. Not like the woman's
No, like a dead woodland critter.
Yes.
Was crushed on the road and then the next car pulled over, the guy jumped out and started having sex with it.
Yeah.
Maybe he had a brain tumor that lost impulse control.
In that split second.
No, I just watched an SVU episode where this woman was just having sex with children. And it was she became
blamed
a pedophile.
It on a brain tumor?
No, that it was because of the brain tumor.
Is that a thing?
Yeah.
Is that
a legal defense?
Yeah.
I mean, she didn't get away with it. Like, she had to, like, pay her dues, but...
Well, what does pay your dues entail?
Like, you know,
does
when your library book is late.
Yeah.
You have to pay your
dues. So she's like,
wait,
here's a nickel.
Wait, forgetting a book at a library is on the same page as having sex with children?
I mean, what? No. But listen, I didn't write the episode. What do you want me to do?
Right, this is just...
Oh, so we have to call Dick Wolf up. Be like, what the hell is going on in this episode?
Yeah, it kind of ended because they were like, well, what's going to happen if it comes back? Because, you know, they took the tumor out and then she was cured. But then if it comes back, you're a pedophile again, so...
With no excuse.
So maybe that guy had a brain tumor is what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
A heavy frontal lobe brain
just
tumor.
All of Florida just racked with brain cancer.
Maybe all of Florida. This is why there's so many...
Something in the water down there.
Yes.
The sensual alligators.
The sensual alligators, that's right.
It sounds like a...
Oh! It's never going to get old.
During police questioning, Campbell claimed that he was en route to help a friend who had a flat tire... Campbell, who was barefoot in his underwear, was jittery and under the influence of a stimulant.
Of course.
He declined to perform field sobriety tests, so he's arrested on a DUI charge. A search of Campbell's car also turned up several penis rings, condoms, and binoculars.
Because you got to find the penis.
Yeah.
Where did it go? It disappeared.
I knew I put it somewhere.
I put it somewhere.
I know it's...
I'm always misplacing that damn penis.
It's right under the blow here sign.
I always forget about it.
That is an interesting combination, though. Binoculars.
Penis rings. Yeah. Like Prince Albert's?
No.
Like a pleasure
ring.
Yeah, pleasure ring.
Yeah.
You guys are so PG with it.
Pleasure ring.
I'm like, it's called a cock ring.
Right, yeah. Something that something that will enhance the sexual pleasure.
Why are you saying like Sean Connery?
I mean, that's great. No, because it sounds...
What is going on with the accents of this episode?
I'm going all over the place.
Oh, and Rich is over there. Oh, yes.
No, you guys sound great today. You should keep
We're
it
on
up.
Fire. Right. Like the bed was lit on fire.
Like your bed is on fire.
Yes.
So bad.
I see your bed is on fire.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Don't you wish we could like put on a play of all
we
of
should.
These stories?
At this rate.
Like
we
a
should.
Florida man play.
Yeah.
The theater play.
I'll be the lady who cartwheels with no underwear on in front of all the
there
students.
You go.
Oh, that was a good story.
Yeah. I'll be the sensual crocodile, of course. I don't know how we're going to write that character in, but we'll find a way.
And Rich will be the guy who had sex with the golf hole.
There you go. Yes.
Gosh, I quite like the golf.
Rich does love golf.
I do love golf. That's a little too far, though, personally, but hey, man.
I mean.
Hey, whatever floats your boat.
Yeah. All right, Mike, how about your story?
All right, let's do this.
Now, I think we have an idea of where this is going.
Yeah, so my birthday is July 5th.
Right.
Right after July 4th.
So usually...
So there's only so many odd news stories that can happen the day after July 4th, and they all involve fireworks.
Yeah, usually this is what happens.
Yeah. So I found this one. A South Florida man could soon be in legal trouble after a dangerous 4th of July stunt. There you go. Mm. A man who goes by the name Doogang3X on Instagram.
Wait.
Woo!
Doogang. How do you spell it?
D-O-O.
Like Doo.
Doo.
Gang.
Gang. 3X. Posted a video to his account showing him lighting a firework and taking it inside a Dollar Tree store near Southwest and South Dixie Highway.
Hmm.
This is from Southwest Miami-Dade County. Doogang3X had Love is Pain tattooed across his chest, entered the store and placed the fireworks on the ground near some unsuspecting
cashiers.
Why are
they calling him by his Instagram name?
I guess he doesn't have a real name.
Right. Once you have an established Instagram stage persona, you have to run with it.
Is that official? Is that the law?
Those are the laws in Florida that I've made up.
You made that up.
Yes.
They go, what's your name? And he says, well, my Instagram name is that's all we need, sir.
Now, who is this guy in Florida?
It's Florida, and they're crazy.
He's trying to stop him.
Yeah, I could tell. Giving him all the faces. So Doogang3X, he was seen on the ground pretending to be unaware of what's going on.
Like, he was laying on the ground?
Yes. He was sitting, he ran in with the firework, put it down on the ground, and then sat down.
Next to it?
Yes, and then was like, oh, what's going on? And you're asking, how do you know so much about what it actually looked like?
Because of video.
Well, because he's on Instagram, he did it for the views. And there's a video of the event. So I'll let Doogang3X speak for himself in very lovingly pre-edited clip that has no profanity in it. Not that it matters in this fucking episode. But so let's listen to Doogang3X.
It's 4th of July.
Yeah.
And we're about to go pop some firecrackers in the stove. You know what time it is, man. Let's go.
I don't think you're supposed to put fireworks in a Dollar Tree, son.
No.
Oh, no.
There you go.
Okay. And we have to go in the style.
And that was the clip.
No one else seemed excited, by the way.
No, he was the only guy excited. So it was a little hard to hear, but in case you missed it, he takes the firework, he runs in, and he puts it down on the ground and pretends like the store is doing it or something. Like he's sitting on the ground.
He has a very high-pitched Southern voice.
Yeah, it is very
high. Like, no, I work at the stove.
I'm a hook at the
stove. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Totally different than my Otis Redding voice, of course.
I know. Much higher.
Yeah, much higher. But anyway, so, yeah, that was Doogang3X. The news went and asked some of the customers for eyewitness accounts, and they had these choice quotes. They said, that's sad, and quote, what else is new? Which basically perfectly sums up all of Florida odd news. All
right.
Yeah. Apparently, at the time of the story, they had not been able to find him, which is odd because he's on Instagram.
Yeah.
Which, again, perfectly sums up Florida
odd news.
He
looks like every other Doogang 3X5
yeah.
out there.
They have a very distinct look.
Just find his next Instagram appearance.
Yeah, and just track him down. It can't be that difficult, right?
Are you sure it's him?
Doogang3X?
Yeah, like you're sure it's not someone that took a video of this random guy?
Or maybe it's another guy
Are you already following him on Instagram?
No, I'm not following it. I don't even have Instagram,
You said it with such authority that you were like, no, it's him. I'm going to look him up right now.
There you go. Follow
Doogang
him right
Doogang3X. I mean, this story is from last year, so he's still... He could be out there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. I found his Instagram.
There you go. You can follow him.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's him.
Oh, man. What is going on in this Instagram?
Oh, I see.
He has a friend who is...
Oh, my God.
A little person.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with that.
Looking right into that woman's butt.
He's got a lot of face tattoos.
What is happening? Oh, my gosh. This is a journey. Rich, you gotta... Is he dead?
Oh, my gosh. Did you see the one with the woman?
I mean, there's a few with women.
Is that sex?
It might be sex.
Is this sex?
Is this sex?
This guy's gonna get so many followers now. All three of our listeners are gonna follow him. That's right.
They're gonna run out and follow Gang 3.
He has over 300,000 followers, though.
I hate my life.
Oh,
right
he's now. An actor. Guys, he's an actor and an artist.
Oh, of course.
So that's
why. There's a link to a YouTube.
I'm not pressing that.
I pressed it.
Mike's laptop has been contaminated already. It's fine.
Oh, I don't know. Mrs. Smiley's special ed class. Nah, we're not gonna watch that.
Yeah.
Okay.
He has 300,000 followers, Rich. Why?
I don't know.
Because he's a famous actor and an artist.
Because he's Doogang 3X.
And he's ready to light shit on fire.
So, there you go. Predictably, people doing stuff with fireworks for my birthday.
Yeah.
What else is new?
All right. How about one last story
celebrate? Let's do one last story.
We got to celebrate the Crispy Noodle Podcast's birthday.
Yes,
February 20th. That's when we first decided to do the podcast.
Yeah,
winter birthday.
Yeah, that's when we put up. Actually, do you remember how the Crispy Noodle launched? It wasn't with the podcast. It was with a joke article that you put up.
Yeah.
A parody article.
Right, we did a parody article.
I think
what was
this is going to date it, but it was about Tony Romo.
Yes.
Was it about Tony? I think it was about Tony Romo. No, was it?
I thought it was about the Pope.
It may have been about the Pope.
Maybe it was both. Pope
it
Tony
may have been
Romo.
Both.
Tony Popo.
Pope Romo.
Tony Popo. But yeah, that's how it launched. Rich published a parody article, and then I followed up by posting an announcement that
yes.
we were starting a podcast.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
That was the humble beginnings.
Yeah. But anyway, February 20th.
February 20th. Here's the news story here. A Florida man was able to fight off a coyote that was attacking his dog with a simple coffee cup.
Now, who is this guy in Florida?
It's Florida, and they're crazy.
A Fruitland Park man said he did what he had to do to protect himself, his dog, and his neighborhood when faced with an overly aggressive coyote. The dog now gets frequent checkups to make sure that rabies is not an issue with him, but so far he's been fine. According to the eyewitness, he said that the coyote came at my legs, so first I smashed him in the side of the head with
my
coffee
God.
Cup.
Why didn't he just pour it on him?
Maybe the coffee wasn't hot enough. Maybe you're drinking lukewarm coffee.
What was he drinking coffee, or was he just holding a mug?
Wait, a mug? How did it turn
into a coffee cup.
Oh, coffee
it
cup.
Says coffee
oh,
cup.
Coffee cup. Sorry.
Get your shit together.
Yeah, Mike, come on.
I'm sorry. When I hear coffee cup, I just automatically assume it's a mug.
But he's like outside in a park. He's not bringing a mug with him.
That's true. He is at a park. Maybe people like to go hiking with mugs. Who am I to judge this simple man with his love of coffee in a mug?
I guess because also it doesn't make sense that he fended himself off with a plastic cup.
Yeah. So wait, is this like a Starbucks
maybe,
cup?
Maybe it's one of those reusable cups.
Oh,
you buy.
Maybe it's like a coffee thing.
Yeah.
All of a sudden,
yeah.
Okay, fine, you win.
It's like a thermos type thing.
Right, something
like
that.
Thermos.
What are they? Travel mugs.
Something like that.
That's the term. Travel mug. Not thermos.
Thermos.
So, continuing the eyewitness story, he says the coyote came at me again, so I smashed him again. Then he jumped at my face, and when I did that, I smacked him right in the head, and he screamed, and he went down.
Wow.
Wow. This was complete.
This guy has no fear.
Yeah.
No.
Just whack,
to
whack,
be
whack.
Fair, coyotes are kind of small, aren't they? They're not like wolves. They're like,
aren't they like,
they're like little
raggedy-looking fox-like things?
Yeah, they're like little, yeah, like.
They're mangy.
Yeah, mangy little dog fox creature things. They're not like wolves. They're not. Mountain lions. They're just.
Yeah, but a wild coyote you still don't want to deal with.
Well, nobody wants to deal with it, but if it's hopping at my face and jumping at me, I'm going to, you know, you got to
take out your coffee cup and beat the shit out of it.
That's right. Yeah. I'll say this because I have experience with being attacked by animals.
Oh, yeah, that's right, you do.
I feel like I would be less scared of a coyote than other animals.
What, geese?
Yes.
What's worse, a geese or a coyote?
No, geese are fucking crazy.
Geese are fucking
hell. What's worse?
Geese.
Really?
Geese are terrifying.
Oh my god, yes.
You don't
geese
know?
Are worse than anything,
they're
Rich.
They're so aggressive.
A coyote could have rabies and stuff.
I don't care.
They're aggressive.
Geese can fly and shit on you.
Did you get attacked by a goose?
Twice.
Oh,
no,
has,
three times.
He has multiple stories.
It's a goose. Wait, why?
So one time was on...
At Dutch Wonderland?
No, one time was at a college campus, and it charged at me, but I had my backpack, and I just sort of like held the backpack up, and it backed down on its own. The second time was at work. I got chased across the parking lot by this goose, and it took flight after me. And I turned around, and I'm not a fast runner, okay? So I wasn't going to outrun this thing. I turned around to see where it was, and it was right there. Like, close enough that I could look down this hellspawn's mouth.
Yeah.
Straight into its dark, blackened soul.
So what'd you do?
So I got big. I put my arms over my head, and I started yelling. And I actually roared. I went, rawr! I made, like, the roar sound.
Was
like,
anyone? Did anyone witness this?
The security guards, which were at the security gate about 20 feet away.
Oh, my God.
They didn't come out
to
help.
They didn't help them.
Well, did they, like, cheer for you?
No, they stayed in their booth because you don't fuck with a goose, you know? So I kind of get why they didn't come out. But at the same time, that was their single job, was to come save me.
Oh, my God.
So I started roaring at it, and it kept wanting to go, you know? It kept, like, hopping up and flapping. But eventually it backed down. The third time was actually just earlier this week.
Oh my god, the third time?
Yeah. So the geese this year decided to lay their eggs right next to the entrance. So I'm like, what am I going to do? Because they're up on top of the building. They're right there by their nest. And they're honking. And they're getting they're honking aggressively. This time I knew that I had to preemptively strike at the geese before they got to me. So I come out of the building. And I'm already roaring. Like, I come out the door, and I'm already...
Where's everybody else at this
They're standing
company.
In the windows watching.
Why are you the only one getting attacked?
No, nobody's helping Mike.
Two other people had already gotten attacked earlier in the day. So you'd think that security would do something about it, but no.
Doesn't your place of business do something about this?
They apparently removed the nest, but they were still there at the end of the day.
That's
not
how that works, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I think they just told people they removed the nest to give us peace of mind.
So you got aggressive first.
I got aggressive first, yeah. But the goose was going to go. It had started to waddle, you know, with its wings out, like doing that weird, like, sensual waddle, like the crocodiles.
No, they're not sensual. Waddle. They're assholes.
They're the opposite of sensual.
My sister got bit by a swan before.
Oh, my God.
That just is dickish.
That is terrifying. Swans are basically pretty geese.
Yeah.
Then they're still assholes.
What am I picturing as a goose, then?
Geese are, like, the gray ones, and the swans are the, like, the white ones, right?
I'm picturing them all to be white.
They're,
I'm a racist.
They're all the same.
Yeah.
They're all the same
black
animal,
swan?
Though, aren't they? Like swans and geese.
There are black swans, too, aren't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, there
Where
are.
Where are
yeah,
they?
No, there are.
Yeah. Give me
Natalie
black swan.
Natalie Portman played one.
Right. That's what I was going for.
Oh, yeah. That was a good movie.
Yes.
It's pretty good. They went down on each other.
Yeah, that was the best part. Yeah. I mean, for narrative reasons, of course. For narrative reasons.
Why does it always go back to sex with you two?
It's I don't know.
I mean, you can't defend yourself because I'm the one who always brings it up.
Right. You started the podcast by saying, pull back the roast beef curtains.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was Pitch's fault. He's always
Why was it my fault?
He was trying to pull them back.
Oh, yeah. He was trying to pull back the... You're trying to pull back the roast beef curtains?
I'm ashamed at myself.
Get out.
No, we need him to finish the podcast. This got wildly off the rails. But yes, geese are worse
I'm
than coyotes.
So sad for you.
If you disagree, come fight me. Because there is nothing more terrifying than fighting a goose, and I will take you down.
Because you can't, because its head is the only thing that you... And like,
it's
what do you have to like whack at its neck?
When
like,
that thing was airborne 3 feet from my head, I thought about trying to punch it.
Right.
But I'm thinking its head is really small and it's going to snap my fingers right off. I thought it was going to eat me and kill me.
Could you
in
grab
that
it
moment,
by the neck?
I was thinking about that, but I was like, if I miss, then I'm just my hand is out there,
if
you know?
It's above you. Could you kick it from the undercarriage?
There's no way I'm getting my foot up that high. I'm like 6 feet
so
tall.
So it's not like a rock set, a rocket. Yeah. Like,
yeah, Mike's not a kung fu expert.
I'm like 5'11", and this goose was like right over my head. So
So you, could you punch it in the undercarriage? I was thinking like a little about, undercut.
But I didn't want it to accidentally poop on me because this was at lunchtime.
Okay, and you can't be worried about poop though when you're fearing for your life.
I can't go back into the office with goose shit streaking
down. I don't think
you
should work at this place anymore.
I won't have much of a choice actually pretty soon, but.
Oh no!
Yeah, so because the geese are gonna kill me, that's why. But
you made it sad.
Yeah, no, it's all right. It's everybody's time comes eventually.
What do you do with your Wackett station?
I have to give it back to the company.
But it's all broken.
It's all set up. I know.
Mike's six. Monitor Wackett
it's
station.
It's not six.
There's at least four over there that I can see up the
there's at least.
I think six is pretty accurate, actually. You got four, and then you got your laptop.
I got the phone.
Oh my god,
so.
there's three more here. No, it's a seven monitor.
It's a seven
Wackett
you go.
Station.
You got the seven monitor.
Some people have workstations. Some people have Wackett stations. You know, it's
you're gonna have to make this into like two podcasts.
Yeah, well, we gotta wrap this up. So
to sum up, Wackett stations are great. Geese are not.
Yes.
Fight me if you disagree. Good night. Happy 300. Woo! Let's do it.
Okay. But no, that will officially wrap up the odd news.
That was the dumbest ending ever.
Wait, did we get to the ending of the story?
Yeah, that's it. That's all.
No, he's lying. There's so much more.
That's fine. That was much more interesting. Let's, though, officially start to wrap up the episode with what have we learned on this episode of the Chris Moodle podcast.
As your body grows bigger,
your mind must flower.
It's great to learn,
because knowledge is power.
All right, Mike, what have you learned?
Well, I've already known this, but now you guys know that geese are definitely worse than coyotes.
They're horrible.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Rich, I'm going to sick a goose on you.
Thanks. Way to help me out.
Because I tell you all my goose stories, and Rich's reaction is always like, but it's just a goose. You don't know the sheer terror.
I guess I don't.
Of having a winged demon attack you.
Yeah, I
don't.
Just
you wait. Just you wait.
You've been there.
Haven't even been there, and I know.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm a very empathetic person.
Yeah. All right. Thank you.
So fuck you, Rich.
Damn. All right. I'm just saying I don't want to face a coyote.
Geese are worse.
Okay.
Anyway, I can do a really good Otis Redding impression of a crocodile, apparently. Woo!
If that's who I meant.
Right. We still don't know.
That's what you meant.
And we never will.
Yes.
Because you can be damn sure that we're not looking it up after this podcast. We learned that esports is better than soccer, at least in Philly's mind.
Yeah, take that.
We learned that Nena's going to single-handedly decrease crime in the U.S. by 95% just by calling people dumb.
Yeah.
Look at how she put Rich in his place.
Nice. Yes.
Just like a goose should be put.
That's right. Yes. We also learned that momentically is a new word.
Just for the record, I'm a silly goose. So maybe I have a shot with the goose.
You're biased.
Right.
You're one of them.
Right. Maybe I'm one of them. I'm a silly goose.
I learned that Rich is part goose.
Get out.
And finally, we learned that you got to cheer for Greg Nigel as the March Madness underdog. He's the only one left with a perfect bracket.
Yeah.
Lots
get the
of
perfect
learning.
Bracket, win the $5 million.
Yeah. Lots of learning going on. Did you guys learn anything?
I've learned I got to get the fuck off my own podcast, apparently.
I'm so sad that you keep getting attacked by geese.
Three times.
No,
I need
to figure something out. Maybe you should carry a bat with you.
I think I'm going to start carrying an umbrella and just, you know, open and close the umbrella. I hear that scares them.
Oh, great idea. Can you try that?
I have an umbrella in my car.
Get back to us?
Okay. I can try that tomorrow. Yeah.
Please do.
Yeah. Right. I'm going to find out if it works.
I'm going to go hunting for geese.
One way or the other, I'm going to find out.
All right. Well, that's what we've learned in this episode of the Chris Moodle Podcast.
What did we learn, Palmer?
I don't know, sir.
I don't know either. I guess we learned not to do it again.
Yes, sir.
I'm f***ed if I know what we did.
Oh, man. There you go. Nena, thank you for joining us on this crazy episode, our 300th episode.
I don't know why you guys keep having me back.
It's a wild ride.
These enthralling coyote versus geese debates, of course.
Yes.
Where else are you going to get content like this? Yes. 300 episodes in.
Right.
You know?
There you go. Content like this is only found on the Crispy Noodle Podcast.
That's right.
So thank you, Nana, for joining us on our momentous 300th episode.
Momentally. For having me.
Momentally. 300, yeah.
No, he already messed it up again.
Yeah, whatever the hell I said earlier. But thank you for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
But there you go. That'll wrap up this episode. Thank you guys for joining us and supporting us for 300 episodes. If you liked what you heard and you want to hear some more, check out our website, thecrispynoodle.com. Make sure to like us on Facebook, The Crispy Noodle. Follow us on Twitter, at The Crispy Noodle. And follow us on Instagram, at The Crispy Noodle Podcast.
That's right. You can also subscribe to our channel on YouTube, where you can find interviews, videos, best bits, and a whole lot more. But most importantly, remember to subscribe to The Crispy Noodle Podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Podcasts. You get the latest episodes downloaded for free every Thursday. So make sure you search for, download, and subscribe to The Crispy Noodle Podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Podcasts.
That's right. And we also have a SoundCloud page where we have the mini noodles, the best bits of the show, shrunk down to a quick 2-minute promo clip that you can easily listen to with friends and family and wild geese and any other animals that try and attack you. You can listen to our promos and share the craziness that is the Crispy Noodle Podcast.
That's right. Scare them all away with us.
Yeah.
If you want to get in touch with us individually on Twitter, you can send me your terrifying goose stories or let Rich know how terrifying geese really are. You can find us individually on Twitter. I'm at Mikey Costanzo, MikeyCostanzo.
Or you could agree with me because I would not face a coyote, but we'll see.
Hashtag geese versus coyote.
Yeah. Tweet at us. And select your answer. Tweet at me. I'm at Rich Liebig, RichLiebig. Find us on the Twitters. Let us know what you think between geese versus coyote. I don't know why this is a thing,
hashtag,
but it is
geese
now.
Versus. It's
a battle.
It's
now.
An age old battle, Rich.
There you go.
And you can find me on Instagram at DoGang3X.
DoGang3X. That's right.
Yes. Follow that channel.
That's
religiously.
Right. Awesome content.
There you go.
You lighting any more fireworks inside of Dollar Tree stores?
I sure am.
There you go.
All right. Well, we got to wrap this up. This is the Crispy Noodle Podcast. Let us be the Crispy Noodle in your vegetarian salad of life and boring news. That'll do it. We'll see you guys next week.
See you guys.
Later.
Some of us have great stories, pretty stories that take place at lakes with boats and friends and noodle salad. A lot of people. That's their story. Good times, noodle salad.
Hello, it is I, your good friend and former President Barack Obama. It's been a while. I'm joined by the leader of the ghost clergy, Cardinal Popia.
How you doing, United States of America?
I'm well, but now you may be asking yourself,
why are we here?
Well, it's 2019 and nothing makes sense anymore. But anyway, in my retirement and during his infernal time away from the clergy, we've both been listening to a few podcasts.
Ones that will make the asses wobble!
Yes, those are good ones, but we also need ones that bring us hope and change. One in particular with sports, entertainment, and odd news.
You give them a listen and a clappity-clap, yes?
Yes, a round of applause for our favorite podcast.
The Crispy Noodle Podcast 2019!